The parking spaces are too small for modern cars.
Get a smaller car, you can get smaller
cars. I don't want a smaller car.
Right. Cars, you haven't got babies.
I don't care. I've got dogs.
Oh, right. Yeah, they're your babies.
I want bigger parking spaces. Because even the Mini now, the new Mini is massive.
Oh, it's enormous. And they make bigger ones as well. Yeah, I mean, they're 4x4 ones.
Yeah.
Where's the chunky sweater gone?
Yeah, Craig, listen, you have a great day.
Thanks, Craig. We'll ponder on it.
And if you want to use the disabled toilet, you go right ahead and use it, mate.
You just go for it, mate. And the, but you know, don't. Yeah. No,
good. Okay. We're out, I think, nearly, aren't we?
That's a nice leather waistcoat you're wearing.
Do you like it?
No.
Why?
Well,
why'd you mention it then?
Well,
why don't you shut the? Why don't you just be quiet about it?
Well, you know,
come in here and insult what I'm wearing.
He wouldn't wear that.
As if I would join in with that.
Taking advantage of being smaller than me. So whatever I do, I'm going to appear to be a bully.
You are. Yeah, that's exactly what's going to happen.
That's reverse bullying, isn't it?
He has, and he's not worn a chunky thing because we were talking about.
It's also too hot in here now.
It's fine.
It's boiling.
It's toasty.
You'll just be sweating in that leather.
No, it's only got hotter because he put it on and said, "Let's get John Holmes in here and make him really suffer." So
hot,
we
man.
Turned it on. Yeah.
Right.
Actually, you are sweating, and for a smaller person, you shouldn't be sweating.
Am I sweating?
Look at his head.
Well, a bit of powder.
You got some?
Yeah.
You don't? No.
You look like the kind of guy who carries powder around.
Yeah, I've got some. In my compact.
Yeah. You want to be very careful what sort of powder that is.
I know, exactly. Yeah. But you still put it on your forehead.
Well, you could do, but that
wasteful,
would be...
Wasteful, very wasteful.
That would be covering up what could be a serious illness because he looks stressed. Are you stressed?
No, I'm not stressed at all. No.
Are you sure
you would
not
say
stressed?
That? Yeah.
Well, I have been doing two shows a day all week, so I'm just slightly tired.
He works and I see him through the window down there.
Yeah, well, that's not a real job. That's just on that, you know.
You just go, and here's another toe-tapper.
Yeah, fantastic. Here we go. That's another record. Yeah, he does music.
I'll be honest, it's really easy.
Yeah,
doing that.
Exactly.
I want a show. Why don't we have a show?
I upset the program director on a radio station called Magic once, one of those dudes, and he came out and said, I said, oh, yeah, I like you, because you play the sort of music I used to listen to when I was a D. I said, I've been thinking about applying for a job with you when I retire. He said, what? I said, well, you know, you don't have to do much. I just sort of say a couple of hi, and that's it.
But Magic doesn't work on the radio, does it? How do they get away with it?
I think it's time for you and I to go.
Yeah, man.
All the choicest cuts of conversation this Christmas.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
It's Turkey Time on Talk Radio.
Would you like to pull my cracker?
"'Twas the night before, the night before, the night before Christmas. So don't miss the Lotto Christmas Eve raffle with 200 extra prizes of £20,000. Anyone can win with Lotto this Christmas Eve. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 plus.
The festive season is almost here. The tree's up, the lights are on, and now all you need are the presents to go under it. Oh dear, novelty pyjamas and Christmas jumpers again. You can do better than that. Give them a cool gift they'll love this year with digital radio. DAB digital radios are really clever these days. As well as more digital stations than ever before, they're easy to use and some include great features like Bluetooth. Get set for Christmas with digital radio.
Check out the latest DAB digital radios on the high street or online and look for the digital tick. It means you'll get all your available stations.
If you love radio, go digital.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
At 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Hello, I am John Hutt. Thanks, James. Thanks, James. Thanks, Ash. Bye then. 1 o'clock in the afternoon. It's a Thursday. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, too guilty of deadly crash. Woman and child die in house fire. And fish fingers rise in popularity.
Talk Radio.
A haulage company owner and a mechanic have been found guilty of manslaughter over a tipper truck crash in Bath, which killed 4 people. The 32-ton lorry had faulty brakes and should never have been on the road when it happened in February last year. The driver has been cleared of all the charges he faced at Bristol Crown Court. Detective Chief Inspector Richard O'Cone has given a statement.
What was uncovered was a truly shocking picture of a company culture with complete disregard of safety and maintenance. This was a company with a very casual attitude towards safety.
Sian Vaughan's husband Steve died in the crash just 6 months after they got married.
Just completely lost, really.
like as if you've had your right arm or your left arm chopped off, and there's that piece that's just missing. I think a spark has definitely gone out in my heart, even though he's always in there.
Heavily armed police have carried out overnight raids in Berlin as a Europe-wide manhunt for the main suspect in the truck terror attack continues. It's reported fingerprints from 24-year-old Anis Amri have been found on the lorry in the capital. A man from East London has been charged with three terrorism offences. 23-year-old Sabir Meyer from Forest Gate is due in court next month, accused of circulating terrorist publications. A woman and child have died after becoming trapped in a house fire in Essex. Fire crews were called to a property in Braintree last night, but were unable to reach them. Thick fog, which caused disruption at airports in the southeast of England, has now lifted. But British Airways says there are knock-on delays to some flights at Heathrow, Gatwick and London City. It's mostly affected short-haul services. And it's claimed we're buying more fish fingers. The grocer magazine says people aren't buying as many sausages or as much bacon after processed meat was put in the same cancer risk category as cigarettes.
Right. I mean, if you smoke a sausage, it is a worry.
Yeah, it's not encouraged, is it?
No.
And funnily enough, today, fish fingers are on the menu in TalkSport Talk Radio Towers.
Are they?
Yeah.
Have you had fish fingers?
No, I don't eat fish.
Oh. Do you eat fingers?
No.
Okay. Have you done the weather? No.
No.
Talk Radio National Weather.
She's got the weather. She's got Victoria. She's got the weather. She's got Victoria.
I was dancing.
That was a weird dance you did, but okay, fine.
Well, I was...
Right.
I was happy that you were singing.
Okay, that's nice.
I need something to, you know, pack me up on a Thursday.
Do you?
Yep. Blustery wintry showers across Northern Ireland and Scotland.
Why do you need pepping on a Thursday particularly?
I'm really tired at the moment. It's my last day, so...
Oh, yeah, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I bought Quality Street in.
Yay!
Other chocolates are available.
Yes.
But no one wants them.
Why?
So I'm just going to keep eating them.
I'll have a finger.
Well, they're out there.
Toffee finger.
Not a fish finger, they're popular.
No, thanks.
Do you want, would you like one of the
giant ones?
Fish fingers? Or one
I don't have fish fingers.
What's the rest of the weather?
Why are you being so crass? Drier, brighter,
crass.
And less
crass
windy
is through the
elsewhere.
Glass. That's broad crass.
She's being crass right now.
Yeah.
That gesture. It's offensive to some. Highs of 9 degrees.
Thank you, Victoria. Thank you very much indeed.
You're welcome.
All right. This was perky. What's going on? Last week you were just coughing. It was better when Rudd was here yesterday. He didn't sneeze.
Wasn't.
I mean, he did have to run out and be...
Was that Victoria?
He did have to run out and be sick. But
did he?
Yeah.
Did he actually?
During the show, yeah.
I knew he was hungover.
Bless you again.
I can't help sneeze.
Have you got any jumper on, by the way?
Yes, I do.
I thought so. Mm.
Should we get... Is this on air? I don't know. Look, here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Hi, Ben. Good afternoon. West Ham manager Slaven Bilic says Dimitri Payet is going nowhere in next month's transfer window. Arsenal and Manchester United have both been linked with the French winger, but Bilic says they don't need to cash in on him.
He's got a contract with us, long contract, and... As the board said, as I said last time, as I'm saying every time you ask me that question, we don't want to sell him, and we're going to do everything that he stays with us.
Meanwhile, Hammer striker Diafra Sakho will miss the next 10 weeks because of a back injury. Wales will end the year one place above England in FIFA's world rankings. Chris Coleman's side stayed 12th place in the latest update, with Gareth Southgate's men 13th. Northern Ireland remain 32nd. Scotland are down at 67. The Republic of Ireland sit 23rd. Finally, England skipper Alistair Cook has been named as captain of the International Cricket Council's Test Team of the Year. It's despite Cook leading his country to just one win in their last 8 matches, and his future in the role coming under question recently. Joe Root, Johnny Bairstow and Ben Stokes are also named in the side, with Josh Butler in the one-day selection. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
We just don't care, Ben! Why didn't you say
Christmas?
Why didn't you sneeze during that? Why couldn't you save your sneeze up?
I can't sneeze on demand, John. If I did, I wouldn't work here.
Where would you work?
In a sort of laboratory that tests viruses.
Oh, I was thinking more sort of stage show.
I don't think
well, please welcome the man who can sneeze on demand.
Yeah, and then you go out and then the audience just go, like, there's silence, and then someone will just go, now! And then, oh, it's great.
Is there demand for
2 hours long, 20-minute interval. Tickets are £50 each. Thank you.
I wish you were still having a day off. Right, it's 6 minutes past one, and now we're going Now we're going to start a programme.
Talk Radio.
'Twas the month of December, and we got Now TV. Deadpool, The Jungle Book, there's plenty to see. How about Zootropolis, a bunny cop with sass? Get over 1,000 movies through the Sky Cinema Pass. Then feast on festive fans, for soon it'll be Jan. No contracts to all, and to all, now you can. 18 plus, UK only. Month passes auto-renew. Cancel at any time. Full terms at nowtv.com. Thank you.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Previously on the John Holmes Show.
It's just coming up to the time when we do
a mother to... it says... Sorry.
There are people listening to this now thinking Cornelius is already ahead of the game.
I've got good hearing. I've got 90-90.
I just can't get my head around it.
Cornelius says the same.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
When are you going to give them to me?
It's the shortest...
John Holmes.
That's like Alien versus Predator. We just gift a gift.
John.
So you take a gift out of a box, you put it in a tin. Besides, I'm a selfish gift. I'm a diner. Ass broadcast.
Feeds off the physical pain of others.
Is through the glass putting her lippy on that's made of...
No, shut up.
An egg.
Send a cubic zirconia.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am mounted on a giant, the one twist of my fabric.
So, good afternoon then. Welcome, oh come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh come ye, to the Talk Radio 1 till 4 in the afternoons programme. 22nd of December, then Thursday the 22nd of December. Only 368 shopping days left till Christmas 2017. I am John Holmes. Welcome, and like Her Majesty the Queen and His Highness the Prince of the Philip, sneezing so much royal snot into a tissue that they apparently can't get on a train to Sandringham, we now retch up the next 3 hours of radio and genuinely hope you catch it all. Surely the Queen, by the way, being a pensioner, has had the flu jab. I don't understand why. It's not like they're catching a normal train. I really honestly don't see why the Queen can't just get on the train. She's not exactly a commuter. Her Majesty isn't standing on a crowded platform waiting for a replacement bus service, is she? I imagine her train is made of ermine and hats. Come on, Your Majesty, and I know you listen to Talk Radio in the afternoons. Good afternoon, Majesty. No, I'll be honest, we look to you in times of crisis, don't we? And times of ISIS. As it goes, get your arse out of the royal sickbed, get on the train and go to Sandringham, where we expect you to be at Christmas. I tell you what, you could even pop into Boots at the station on the way, grab a Lemsip, shove a nasal spray up the royal nostrils and simply get on with it, ma'am. The nation demands you spend Christmas in your luxury country estate, where you won't have to lift a finger all holiday. Thank goodness your Christmas speech is pre-recorded, otherwise you'd be gobbing up phlegm all over the camera. Come on, Liz. Wipe your nose on a corgi and get the hell on with it. Throwing a sickie. I reckon what it was. I reckon it was the Buckingham Palace Christmas party. And the Queen was probably up late photocopying one's royal arse on the photocopier. Mashed off her crown on Sambuca. Anyway, hello, I'm John Holmes. I expect you're practically mincing at the pie with excitement as to what's coming out of today's figgy radio pudding. Well, I can tell you that Headline Hijack is on the way, Natch, as we ram a made-up news nonsense up the gap in Victoria. She's got the news at 2 o'clock. It will be spaked out of this mouth.
This mouth?
That's the one. Yeah, she's got the news. I mean, that much is obvious because she does the news. But it will contain a news lie, of course, at 2 o'clock. That's how we do it around here. Embrace the notion of fake news so disapproved of by many. But no, we say Bring on the fake news. Make it up. Lob it over. 87222.
Start your message with a word.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Christmas Lonely Lunch Club as well. That's coming. If it helps you, so be it. That's what we're here for. If you're lunching alone, then feel fewer lonely this Christmas.
It'll be lonely this Christmas without you to hold. It'll be lonely this Christmas, lonely and cold.
But if you will hold on for a bit longer before you put your head in the oven with the turkey, we will pull you through it. We offer you festive cheer in the shape of idle chit-chat. It's the Lonely Lunch Club here on Talk Radio. The Tupperware Hall of Despair, its doors thrown open wide for you to join the throng within. Come on the radio, tell us why you're lunching alone, and you could be in line to win an exciting Lonely Lunch gift prize. The perfect gift this Christmas for someone you don't like. There's an email for that. lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Work experience punditry. Today comes from Kieran. He's new to us, and he'll be reviewing geeky, gadgety stuff. There's the day's big stories examined in depth through the medium of Japanese poetry. There's the news in haikus. That's what that is. Diversity paper review. Each day a different diversity. Well, you know, reviews the papers. The clue is in the name. Today, Matt's having a go at it. And he is a Jew.
Blom.
Matt Blom. And then, a man from TalkSport with no interest in or knowledge of showbiz will be in to round up the showbiz for us. It's Showbiz Reese, of course. And as it's Thursday, and it's Christmas, after 3:30, that's right, you've been waiting all year for it, we bring you the Paul Rossmaster Christmas Special. Your knowledge and patience of Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast presenter Paul Ross, well and truly tested in the Christmas Special. All of that to come on the programme. The programme that Ginger Dave is not producing. I'm led to believe he's hanging his baubles in a student's grotto as we speak. Ask Broadcast is through the glass. She's through the
miserable window!
It's the noise her arm makes.
Yeah.
She's like Santa's elves. But where it's unwrapping presents wrapped in angry northern bitterness rather than paper. Chloe's on the buttons. Chloe!
Hi.
Chloe's on the buttons.
Hi, Chloe.
Hi, Chloe. Hey, get this. Chloe got engaged.
No, she didn't.
She got Chloe.
Chloe!
I know!
Really?
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
Wow.
But it's true. Congratulations, Chloe.
Congratulations.
Great news. Well done. Really good, really good. Just in time for Christmas, too. That's nice, isn't it? Chloe just got engaged. Chloe's treble shifting today as well, aren't you, Chloe? How many shows are you working on today?
Three.
Are we the second one? Are we the
second one.
Are we the filling of your sandwich?
That's right.
Okay. Victoria's got the news today.
I do.
Yeah. That's what Chloe's going to be saying before very long, isn't it?
Why?
Chloe got engaged.
No. Congratulations, Chloe.
Shucks.
Paid intern Cornelius is back after his day off.
Yes, I am.
What did you do on your day off?
I just went and told. I went into schools and told something, which apparently I'm not allowed to say.
You did what?
No, nothing. I just watched Elf.
Okay. You just watched Elf. Right then, it's 1:15. I am John Holmes, and this is Talk Radio in the afternoons. From Talk Radio. Oh, let's get into today's big story with some Christmassy music.
I really can't stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been.
I'm hoping that you drop
so
in.
Very nice.
Hold your hand. They're just like ours.
My mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your hurry?
And father.
mother will be pacing the floor.
Listen to that fireplace roar.
So really I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't hurry.
Well, maybe just a half a drink more.
Put some records on while I pour.
The neighbors might think
maybe it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this
no
drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew
your eyes are like starlight
to
now.
Break the spell.
I'll take your hat, your hair looks swell.
I ought to say no, no,
mind
no,
if I move in closer?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold.
There it is.
Ah, but
it's cold outside. Baby, it's cold outside. The Christmassy song there. Which version was that? That's
Zooey Deschanel,
yes.
And Leon Rathbone.
Oh, from Elf, isn't it?
From the Elf soundtrack.
When I said get me a particular song that I chose, you chose it from the Elf soundtrack because you watched Elf yesterday.
Yes.
That's nice. But why would I want this song to link to today's big story? That's the question, isn't it? Play along at home. So I'll give you a clue. The artistes are not important because you chose this version of it. So that clearly isn't part of it. So it's not the artistes that are the clue to today's
story. So it's not Deschanel related news.
No.
Nor Rathbone. No. Is it that it's cold outside? The weather.
It is.
Is it Christmas weather?
Yeah, well, ironically,
delicious.
You're getting warm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there a baby that's cold?
I mean, inevitably in this world.
Well.
Lend me your coat.
It's up to you.
And that's not right at this time
no.
of year. Or any time of year.
You've really been great.
Anyway.
Is it Her Majesty the Queen?
Yes, she's got a cold.
Well.
You see?
And as does Prince Philip,
yeah. So that's why I'm playing Baby It's Cold Outside, because the Queen has a cold.
Mm.
That's on the front of the papers. That's the news, that is.
Mm,
I find this song very questionable.
Prompted an Obit meeting.
Yeah.
Get rid of that hold out. How about it's cold?
That's the right thing to do, just in case. I don't trust this song. It's weird and spooky and sinister. Don't you think?
No.
Yes, right. So everyone goes, oh, what a great song. But no, right, it's a man, right, trying to persuade a woman to, you know, do it with him. And essentially, she's saying, my mum's going to start to worry. And he's going, well, what's your hurry? My dad will be pacing the floor. And he's going, well, forget that. Listen to the fireplace roar. I'd really better scurry. Please don't hurry, beautiful. Maybe just half a drink more. Put some records on while I pour. And then he goes, the neighbours might think, baby, it's bad out there. And then she goes, what's in this drink? Implying that he spiked it.
I don't think so. Maybe he just poured a big measure.
I don't think so. I think this is. She wants to go. She's saying no, no, no. And he goes, mind if I move in closer? And it's all. Yeah, I know. Yeah. See? It's basically about producer Dave's life. Now, we need to talk to an expert, certainly somebody to do with the Queen. As broadcast is through the glass, it's her job to get the guests on the telephone. Occasionally it works. That's the noise her arm makes.
Yep.
She's just waving at us.
Yeah. Could we get a guest, please?
For what?
The Queen. Could we get the Queen?
No, she's not very well.
No.
No.
Okay, then in that case, let's talk to Talk Radio's Royal Correspondent.
Oh, I love him.
I know. Right, Royal Correspondent Richard Fitzwilliam. We've spoken to him before. We'll speak to him again about the Queen's illness. It's the front of all the papers. We'll find out just what's going on in Her Majesty's nostrils. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
It's turkey time on Talk Radio.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Christmas ain't what it used to be.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
With BMW twin-power turbo engines and near-perfect 50-50 weight distribution, the BMW 1 Series delivers all the poise, power and precision you expect from a BMW. And now the 5-door BMW 118 iM Sport is available with monthly rentals from just £239. Visit your local BMW centre. The BMW 1 Series. Pure BMW. £4,269 initial rental, 36-month hire agreement, subject to status and availability for new vehicles ordered by 31st of December and registered by 31st of March 2017. UK only, guarantees may be required. Excess mileage and other conditions apply when you return the vehicle. BMW Finance.
On this day of Christmas, our wish to you will be 9 wines are mulling, 8 wounds is warming, 7 sprouts are swimming, 6 stockings hanging, 5 gas rings, 4 steaming pods, 3 snoozy grats, 2 oven gloves, and a house full of friends and family. At British Gas, we're helping our customers' homes stay warm. We're keeping our standard rate unchanged through winter. And in 2017, new and existing customers will get the same great energy deals.
A wise old elf once said,
"There is no perfect gift, only a gift perfect for someone."
Which is why, at Not On The High Street, we have gifts for gardeners, presents for perfectionists, and stocking-sized somethings for children across the land. And yes, you can still get gifts, or vouchers for gifts, lovingly made by our 5,000 partners. I mean, elves. At notonthehighstreet.com in time for Christmas. Just remember to order before the 22nd of December.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Northbound M1 through West Yorkshire, one lane closed due to a breakdown at junction 40 for Wakefield and the A638. In Warwickshire, the southbound side of the M6, still a lane closed due to a broken down lorry between 2 and 1. Coventry down to Rugby, Q start at junction 3 for the A444. Carriageway was completely closed earlier due to an accident. And finally in Surrey, the London bound side of the M3, a lane block there due to an accident between 3 at Lightwater and 2 for the M25 through the roadworks. That's the latest. I'm Stephen Beach.
Motorways are becoming smarter to help traffic flow smoother. Normally, if your car
breaks down,
you just pull over into the hard shoulder. But now the hard shoulder can become a driving lane, and you'll have to come off at the next services, exit, or emergency refuge area, which are every 1.5 miles. By using these areas, we'll all be doing our bit to keep traffic moving. Highways England, making motorways smarter. For more information, search for Smart Motorways online.
Ladies and gentlemen, please be upstanding for the Queen of Talk Radio's annual Christmas message.
From BHS to Brexit, Prime Minister May to Donald Trump will, David Bowie to Boaty McBoatface. Join me, Julia Hartley Brewer, as I take a look back at a remarkable year that saw seismic shocks reverberate through both the political establishment and the cultural landscape.
Don't miss your essential 2016 radio retrospective, The Review of the Year with Julia Hartley Brewer. Christmas Day from 1. Merry Christmas on Talk Radio.
You gotta talk.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, then. Yes, you are listening to Talk Radio, and I am John Holmes. It's time to talk about today's big story. So, the main news today. An old lady has a cold. That's on the front of most of the newspapers. Her Majesty, the Queen, the Elizabeth, has the sniffles. So much that it has stopped her and the Prince, the Philip, the Duke of the Edinburgh going to their Christmas house. Now, the best physicians in the world are, as we speak, tending to Her Majesty's sniffle. But the news is, of course, she's caught a common cold. A common cold. A commoner. Surely a royal cold is what she should be graced with. Her Majesty the Queen, the Elizabeth, should not have to put up with a common cold. She's the Queen, it should be a royal cold, like the royal we, which she has to do in a sample cup. And those physicians test it, which is how they found out she got a common cold. Now, on the line, to talk us through, this is our regular, whenever we've got a royal story, we go to the man in the know. He's the expert, he's the man we talk to, because he knows all things royal. He's called Richard Fitzwilliams. Good afternoon, Richard.
Good afternoon, John, and may I say, physician, heal thyself. You didn't point out, and you should have, that it's a heavy cold, and also, unfortunately, it's not only the Queen, but it is the indefatigable Duke of Edinburgh, 95, who also is unfortunately smitten.
Yes, they are. I mean, colds, of course, are passed on. Have they been kissing?
Well, all one can say is they have caught it, and I mean, it's, you know, in your 90s, that's always the matter. If individuals are very, very high profile, we've got the most high profile royal family in the world, as you know,
indeed,
and are much loved, then there is a certain amount of concern. But I'm sure, as I'm sure you are, that, for example, Prince Philip, the most impatient patient in the world, he'll be dying to get to Sandringham, as will, of course, the Queen, because Christmas at Sandringham, it might not necessarily appeal to your good self, but it's certainly absolutely fascinating. I mean, the rituals of the royal family. They open their presents, for example,
yes,
the day before on Christmas Eve.
Oh, OK. I was going to ask you about the traditions of Sandringham, because we always see, obviously, on the news, Christmas Day, we see the images of the royal family going to church at Sandringham on the estate. This goes back a very long time, doesn't it, these traditions of the royal family moving there for the holiday period?
Oh, the traditions in indeed, if you look back, in fact, Christmas used to be celebrated at Windsor, but subsequently, after the fire, as it's been Sandringham. And Sandringham, given by Victoria and Albert to Bertie, the later Edward VII, it's one of those rather extraordinary homes where, for example, you could put up, it's very often up to 30 that the Queen has. I mean, she's already on Tuesday this week. She hosted a lunch at Buckingham Palace for the extended royal family.
She didn't sneeze on the food.
Stepped down from 25 patronages.
Yes.
Let me remind you, she's got over 600. How about that? How about the Duke of Edinburgh, by the way? 837. That's what Charles Brandreth counted, and he gave up.
837 charities.
837 patronages,
yes.
Institutions, links. Well, yes, it's amazing. I mean, it's pretty phenomenal.
What do you have to do if you are the patron of a charity? What's your role exactly?
Well, your role is, for example, you could make a royal part of a royal palace available. You could attend a charitable event.
I see.
What you find is that if a member of the royal family is attached to a charity, firstly, it means that there's a certain amount of financial probity, obviously, and there's a certain probity in that charity,
yeah.
Considering it's such a bun fight and so fiercely contested, that tends to attract profile, status, and also money from other donors who think that charity is a pretty good bet.
Richard, I've got a question for you, and this is something I've been wondering about. Now, they travel by train to Sandringham.
Yes.
What, part one of the question, why do they go by train? Part two, what's the royal train like?
This, as far as I know, is not the royal train. It is, as I think I'm correct.
They're not catching a commuter train, are they?
They frequently do, you know. The royal train is very, very occasionally used. They can catch a particular train from King's Cross Station.
Yep.
You would know that. To King's Lynn in Norfolk. And this is regular.
It's a regular train.
They get there.
They go first class, though, don't they? First class.
They get there early, and also they're joined by the members of the family, and the Christmas tree is decorated. And then, of course, traditions, various changes of clothing. There's a shoot on Boxing Day, which Prince Philip usually organises.
Do they slide down it?
The what?
What? Nothing? The train thing, I want to go back to that slightly, because the train thing interests me, because I would have thought, I mean, presumably it's a private train, though. They don't get on the train with other people going to Norfolk, do they?
I thought they would get on, and I have the details, but as far as I would gather,
yeah,
they would use normal service. Why not? The Queen very, very often does. The Royal train is seldom used.
Right, well, they should use it. But they should bring that into service for the beleaguered commuters of Southern Rail, maybe get the Royal train.
The beleaguered commuters of Southern Rail have a nightmare that's ongoing. But since you mentioned the beleaguered, I think it's very important that we look at this particular Christmas and see how important it is to have the Queen and the Duke of Edinburgh and a pre-recorded Queen's Christmas message, of course.
Which
goes out on Christmas Day.
Otherwise, she'd be sneezing and coughing her way through it. We don't want that.
What you'll find is she actually watches it alone, so we won't know. But the facts are that it's a divided country post-Brexit, and there's no doubt if there is a year that we're looking for continuity and a symbol of national unity, you've got the monarchy.
There we go.
Certainly you haven't got the politicians. Perhaps you have, but that's a big debate.
Which we'll be having at 3 o'clock. Listen, Richard, thank you so much indeed. I love talking to Richard. That's Richard Fitzwilliams, and what I like about him, it's hard to fix any words in. But I like him tremendously, and he's our royal expert, and he knows things about the Queen, as you heard. Now, if you've got an opinion on the Queen's ailment, which is a heavy cold, then of course do let us know. We're on this text number 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk radio on what can only be on what can only be described as Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
It's 1:30. The lines are open for your reactions. Here's Victoria with the news.
Talk Radio.
A driver has been cleared of manslaughter over the deaths of four people, including a four-year-old girl who were killed in a lorry crash in Bath. But the owner of the haulage company worked for and a mechanic have been convicted of manslaughter. A court heard the vehicle should never have been on the road in February last year and had faulty brakes. Steve Vaughan died in the crash. His wife, Sian, has been telling us about their last phone conversation that day.
He had a call coming in, so I had to rush off the phone. And I said I loved him, and obviously he was rushing to get off the phone and he didn't get to say it back. And that was the last time I spoke to him.
German police have carried out a series of raids in the hunt for a Tunisian man suspected of driving a lorry into a Berlin Christmas market, killing 12 people. According to local media, Anis Amri's fingerprints were found on the door of the truck. Members of the Prison Officers Association have rejected an offer from the government, which included better pay and pensions. Union bosses had backed the deal, but staff in England and Wales voted against the proposals. Last month, thousands of prison officers walked out in protest at their working conditions. Thousands of London Underground workers are going to walk out for a 24-hour strike in the new year in a dispute over jobs. The RMT and TSSA unions will strike from 6 p.m. on Sunday the 8th of January. And IKEA is warning teenagers to stop sneaking into its stores for illegal sleepovers. The craze is being encouraged by people who post online videos of them doing it, but the company insists it can't guarantee the safety of those involved. The weather, blustery wintry showers across Northern Ireland and Scotland, dry and brighter and not as windy elsewhere. Highs of 9 degrees. It's more in half an hour.
Thank you very much, Victoria. Hey, yesterday, Cornelius, Victoria, because I've been doing Virgin Radio Breakfast all of the day.
Yes.
All the week. They do five-word weather. And they just get it over with quick.
Really?
Yeah, and so Victoria tried to do it, but there were 6 words in it.
No, the first time there were 5 words, and you claimed there were 6 words, and then I accidentally put the word A at the start, which meant that there were 6 when you made me do it again.
Yeah.
So,
just to be clear, five-word weather today?
I don't want to do it.
Oh.
I can help you count if you need.
Really? You can do that?
Yeah.
No.
It's better than this on Virgin.
That's because it's pre-recorded, so they've got time to think about it. Oh, wow. Get put on the spot.
Don't ruin it.
What?
I always thought it was live.
Well, obviously not.
No. In an hour, though, more live news from Victoria.
Yes!
Except today, it's bonus Christmas cracker joke day.
Yay!
We've been saving it for your last day at work.
Uh-huh.
So you've got what this is. Remind us, in an hour's time, you're bringing us what?
Christmas cracker joke news. So, last week, there was a story about people who'd submitted topical jokes to go in Christmas crackers this year.
That's fine.
And there was a shortlist.
The Gold TV channel, wasn't it? They run it.
I can't remember.
Yeah, it is.
But there was there were 30 which were shortlisted.
Yep.
So we did about half of them.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, save those for a rainy day.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it's Christmas, so we thought we'd do it today.
Yeah.
So that's the bonus news in around an hour's time. Victoria has to make the time up because her news is shorter than it used to be. Thanks, Victoria.
Okay.
Good. Right, so in the next bit of the programme then, Headline Hijack, of course, the news at 2 will be, well, it will contain a fib and a fabrication and a fake. We'd like you to make the news story up and get it to us on the usual number, 8722.
Start your message with the word
talk radio on 2.
Start your message with any word you like.
And we'll meet
a message just cost 25 pence plus standard network rate.
Finished?
Yes.
And we'll meet a lonely luncher before 2 o'clock as well. Get in touch, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk.
As you can see, it's a well-appointed pied-à-terre, ideally suited to a young couple, charmingly unfussy decor throughout, a stone's throw from the lively cosmopolitan nightlife scene with close proximity to local transport links.
Does it come with a roof?
No, it's what we call a fixer-upper.
Whether you're looking to own, rent, primp or pimp a pad, make sure you listen to Home Rule with Martin Roberts. He's the property professor who's slapping on his bricks and mortarboard to give you expert advice on achieving your dream home. Home Rule with Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So a lot of your reactions coming in then to the programme. This, of course, today's big story is that Her Majesty the Queen, the Elizabeth of the Queen, has got a cold, as has her husband, the Prince the Philip of the Duke of the Edinburgh. A lot of reactions coming in, Cornelius.
Lots coming in, John. Royalist says, John, I think it's inspirational to know a cold as common as mine could one day find itself in the palace. Republican says, John, you know the Queen's Lemsip. You know who'll be paying for that? The bloody taxpayer, whilst the poor have to go to Lemsip back. So I think it's disgusting. Yeah. And finally, someone sets it in. John, I love your royal correspondent. His view was very tender and very touching. I'm sure that he will agree that he was touching himself during that segment.
It did sound like it at times. Right, so it's 25, just on 25 to a time, and it's time to make up some news. Headline hijack then. The news at 2 o'clock will contain a made-up news lie. You are invited to make that story up, to fake the news, to fabricate the news. And get it to us. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
All right. Breaking news, by the way, we're learning now that the Queen and Prince Philip may well be about to travel up to Sandringham. Thank God. Oh, I mean, thank God for that. You know, because Christmas would have been ruined, wouldn't it? So it's all is well with the world, it's fine. They might have gone in a helicopter.
Surely that's not good for a cold.
Why?
Because it's all really loud and cold up there from the wind. There's a massive fan on top of it, isn't there?
Yeah, it is. But we learned that the Queen and the Duke of Edinburgh are in a helicopter. They've not gone on the train. They've not gone on the common train. They've gone in a helicopter. Paid for by us.
Bloody hell. Well, people...
They have to go to helicopter banks.
I know.
Poor people are going to... You know, people haven't got helicopters, have they? They can't afford it.
No.
They have to go to helicopter banks, get hand out helicopters, where the Queen's got her own. Anyway, the good news is Christmas isn't cancelled anymore. The Queen is on the way to her Christmas house. Anyway, more made-up news stories, because that's Headline Hijack. What have we got? Yeah, Cornelius, what else have we got?
While we're on it, Peter has sent this in, saying Buckingham Palace has had to release a statement urging well-wishers to stop hurling hot water bottles over the fence at the palace grounds. Several hundred have been thrown into the grounds after it was announced that the Queen has a cold, but they have been deemed a security threat.
Several hundred have been what?
Thrown.
Really? Which is what the Queen sits on?
Sits on, yeah.
You know, the, Buckingham Palace, quite ostentatious, isn't it?
Yeah, some have said.
They've got a room in there where they actually keep the things they sit on. I don't know whether you know that.
Thrones?
Yeah. I don't know whether you know they've got a special room.
Oh, no.
But it goes against all the sensible advice, that, doesn't it?
Why?
Because people who live in crass houses shouldn't stow thrones.
Stow.
Are you googling stow?
How do you spell it? With an E or without an E?
No, without an E. S-T-O-W. Yeah. Yeah. Great. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Festive free speech with all the trimmings.
Happy Christmas to you all.
Christmas on Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Don't miss the radio show that's opening doors for property investors right across the UK. Home Rule with Martin Roberts in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to achieve your dream home or develop your property portfolio, get expert advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
Divorce. It threatens the things you've worked hard for in more ways than you can imagine. Your home, savings, pension, and most of all, your relationship with your children. Don't let divorce cost you any more than it has to. Cordell & Cordell, one of America's largest divorce law firms now in the UK, is dedicated to helping men in matters relating to divorce. Call now on 0330 6060 161 or visit cordellcordell.co.uk. Office in central London. A partner men can count on.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Starting in Staffordshire for the eastbound side of the M54, a breakdown blocking one lane between Junction 1 at Cannock and the M6 at Junction 10A. To Cheshire, northbound M6, one lane blocked due to a broken down lorry between 16 and 17. That's curved towards Sandbach and the A534. And staying in Cheshire, the southbound side of the M6, long delays due to a breakdown between 18 for Middlewich at the A54, down towards that Sandbach turn at Junction 17. I'm Stephen Beach.
Motorways are becoming smarter to help traffic flow smoother. For instance, when a lane is closed for safety reasons, you'll now see a red X clearly displayed, and you'll need to move into another lane. Signs will show when the lane has reopened, and you can use it again. By following lane instructions, we'll all be doing our bit to keep the traffic flowing. Highways England, making motorways smarter. For more information, search for Smart Motorways online.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me every Saturday morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Saturday morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Penny Smith there. She'll get you talking. Now, the news. We've been looking through it. I know. We've been looking through the news because, well, that's what we're here for. The fog has cleared from the Queen. You've probably been hearing in the news that the Queen and the Duke of the Edinburgh, the Prince of the Philip, couldn't travel to their Christmas house in Sandringham due to the Queen and the Prince suffering from heavy fog. So that's now cleared, apparently, and they are on their way to Sandringham.
Victoria's just tapped me on the arm and told me that 5 minutes after we already knew, so that's good.
Right, that's to Talk Radio's on it news department there. So, but the thing is, I'm not surprised they're a little bit... because the news is quite complicated.
Ah, John, I can't get my head around
it. No, I know you can't, Cornelia. But it's all right, because we're here to help, you see. Because what we do is we take the news and we analyse it on this programme every single day of the week. And we do that by drilling down into it. And when you do that, of course, what you end up with, as you know, is Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Prince Charles warns against religious persecution. Oh, for heaven's sake.
The news in haikus.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
It is time to enter the Tupperware Hall of Despair. If you're a regular listener, you'll be well familiar with this musical bed, which heralds the coming of the lonely. The Tupperware Hall of Despair is there, of course, for those who are lunching alone. It is the Lonely Lunch Club here on Talk Radio. And we have been doing this since we started, and we now have many members of the Lonely Lunch Club, all of whom are inducted and in receipt of a souvenir gift prize. The only criteria, my friend, is that you must be lunching alone. Come on the radio, tell us why. And of course, Christmas, especially Christmas, is no time to be lonely.
Oh, no. It'll be lonely this lunchtime.
Without you to hold, it'll be lonely this
lunchtime.
Lonely echo.
And on the line today is Thursday before Christmas lonely luncher. Let's find out what's so wrong with her that no one wants to be with her. It's Sophie. Hello, Sophie.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, how are you, Sophie?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Are you good? Fine, yes. Thank you very much for asking. Where are you from, Sophie? What do you do?
So, I am originally from Weymouth in Dorset.
Weymouth,
I'm now, I'm now a beautician in London.
Are you?
Yes.
How long have you been a beautician?
Since I qualified when I was 19.
Well, that's
6 years.
I was going to say, we need the extra part of that story in order to figure that out, don't we? Otherwise, that's nothing. All right, so 6 years. So you're pretty much at the top of your game, Sophie. You've plucked a lot of brow.
Yes, you could say that.
Yeah. Are you a sort of all-over beautician, or are you a facial one?
All over.
Are you?
Yeah.
Right. So you have to do, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, how do you train for that?
Lots of practice.
Right. I mean, I wouldn't want to be the person you practiced on, is what I'm saying. I mean, I'm not saying you do it to me, obviously, but that'd be wrong. But, when you do your first, what do we call it? What's the official term of, you know?
Strip? Wax?
Oh, yes, if you like. Wax on.
So there's all wax different, off. You know. You've got Brazilian.
Yeah. Which one's that?
Landing strip. Brazilian is everything.
That's all gone, is it?
Everything must go.
Yeah. Okay.
Back, front,
what?
Middle.
Wow. Why is it called? I've always wondered this. Why is it called a Brazilian? Is it something to do with the decimation of the rainforests?
Because, Brazilian women tend to have a lot of hair and, they like to be free, I suppose.
Okay, all right. I am just checking. All right. And so that's the Brazilian. All right, then. So the landing strip is obvious.
Yeah.
What's the Hollywood? Is that where you do a big H?
No.
If you did that, you'd have the Queen's helicopter landing there if you weren't too careful.
Yeah.
Anyway. Well, all right. Look, it's lovely to have you on, Sophie. The question is, of course, is why are you lunching alone? I mean, in your line of work, surely you're always accompanied, by a foo foo or something. I don't. I mean, why are you lunching alone?
Because I need a break.
You need a break from all of that, do you?
Yeah.
I mean, I suppose you would.
So do I.
That's the biggest lie I've ever heard, Cornelia. All right. So, do you work alone? I mean, do you have colleagues in your salon? What's the?
Yeah.
You do.
Yeah,
salon, so. Sal off.
Right. All right, Sophie. So you're lunching alone. Is it lunchtime or is it a day off? What's going on?
It's lunchtime, so I'm currently sat in the little staff room that we have.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, good. And what are you having for lunch? I mean, because you've got to choose carefully, haven't you?
Yeah.
Given your day job.
Yeah.
You've got to, you don't want... So what are you having for lunch, Sophie?
I'm having a little salad.
Are you? A little salad. Good. It's gone a bit weird now, hasn't it, Sophie, if I'm honest?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, what are you doing for Christmas? Let's change the subject quickly. What are you doing for Christmas, Sophie?
Going back down to Weymouth.
Is that a euphemism for it?
Back to work.
My lunch is over. I'm going back down to Weymouth.
The marshes.
What? So what's in Weymouth then? So the family, is it the family? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, the family. I'm going down, spend time with them.
That's nice. And how long have you? How long is your break from that for?
Actually, until New Year. So
oh, that's good.
Back again on 2nd of January.
Yeah, all, with a load of people lined up.
Yeah.
Yeah. having gone to seed over the break. Oh, God. It is Cass. Cass needs to know your rates, I think. Anyway, so... What? I don't know why this is so funny. It just is now. But look, you don't just do that, do you? What other areas does a beautician... You know, it'll come as a surprise, so if you've ever seen my photograph or me, that I don't go to a beautician. Now, I know it looks like I do, but oddly, I don't. And I wonder what are the services you provide?
So we do manicures, yep. Pedicures,
yep.
Threading, makeup.
Yep.
Special occasions,
yeah.
Yeah, or if you just fancy a makeover.
Right. If I wanted a makeover...
Yeah.
I mean, is it... Are men allowed this?
Of course.
Yeah, so what would I get for my hard-earned dollar?
A nice facial, a little bit of a face massage. We've got to exfoliate your skin, get rid of all the blackheads, all the dirt that's in your pores.
I'm glad you find your job as funny as I do. So. Did you do a happy ending?
I'm sorry.
Nothing. So, Sophie, it's Christmas, and you get to choose from the list of gift prizes that are available in the Talk Radio Tupperware Hall of Despair. So the next thing you'll hear, Sophie, is some really crap music. Here it comes.
Ooh.
I know. Now, so... you'll hear a list of prizes now, Sophie. You get to choose one of them, so listen carefully. There'll be the name of the prize and then a brief description as to its appallingness. Ears down, Sophie. Here we go.
A Talk Radio mug.
Strengthen this and think about the time last week when The Breakfast Show's assistant producer Johnny was asked to get the Kazakh national anthem and played out the joke one from Borat, which includes the lyric, "All other countries are little girls."
Because he's an idiot.
Today's Metro newspaper with haiku scribbled on it.
Written this morning on an increasingly less busy train as more and more people break from work for Christmas as I sit on an expensive delayed train writing haikus on the free newspaper.
Fewer.
A Talk Sport mug.
Hawksby is off today, but Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is in, so switch over to Talk Sport now to hear Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and Jacobs on
Talk Sport.
A copy
of A Portrait of an Idiot is a Young Man.
This is a good prize.
This
is
Christmas.
Excellent.
Well, with Christmas just 3 days away, this book is ideal for propping up the shorter leg on a spare table that you may be using on Christmas Day.
It's my book that I wrote. It's available on Amazon. It came out in September. It's a poignant, charming masterclass. Class in comedy writing, 5 stars.
A TalkSport 2 mug.
Currently on TalkSport 2, Ray Stubbs is speaking to an expert about how the badminton horse trials have the word badminton in the title, but do not feature the sport badminton.
A 2016 TalkSport Colin Murray calendar.
Only 9 more days of this calendar to be any use, but we will, of course, still be giving them away next year, as we still have loads as they're not being shifted.
A 2016 Talk Radio John Holmes colander.
And due to a typo in an email when asking for our own calendar, we have this colander, which is ideal for draining those Christmas Brussels sprouts.
the choice, Sophie, is yours. And I know it's hard. I know we are bearing gifts, we are not bringing you gold. Stop coughing, Cornelius. Like the Queen.
Thank you.
It's not gold, frankincense or myrrh. We can't bring you that, but obviously that is an array of tat, one of which can be yours and will be sent to your either London or Weymouth address. It's your choice.
Okay.
Which of those would you like?
I want the portrait.
Increasingly think that is a painting giving away.
It's not a painting of me. It's, to be clear, right? It's
okay.
It's a book.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Fine. Okay, it's a book about me when I was... It's about me when I grew up. It's about growing up. It's like a memoir.
Okay.
It's a memoir, isn't it?
Oh.
It's, and I quote you this, it's like Kathleen Moran meets the In-Betweeners.
Oh, brilliant.
Said Miranda Hart on the cover. because I asked her to.
She didn't read it.
No. But she was happy to write that. So, Sophie, that's yours. That is yours now.
Oh, thank you. And I'll tell you what, because
you're welcome. And I'll tell you what, I will sign it with any author's name you like.
Ooh.
Just pick any author.
Can't you just sign it?
No.
No, he's not an author.
I've written a book. I've written a book.
Yeah, I've read it.
I'll do that for you, Sophie.
Okay,
I'll do that
thank
for you.
You.
Well, thank
nice.
You. It's lovely to talk to you. Thank you very much, Sophie.
Merry Christmas.
Enjoy your break from the hoo-has. Right. So it's that's Sophie. That is. She's just entered into the Lonely Lunch Club, into the Christmas Tupperware Hall of Despair. That could be you as well. Obviously, tomorrow we are here. It is the final one before Christmas, and after that we're on holiday a bit, and after that we're back in the new year. With the same feature. So that's to look forward to. Anyway, what I mean is you can get on the list. lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. That is the email address. To get on the list and make like Sophie and be on the receiving end of an exclusive gift prize. Okay, then. Work experience punditry on the way next as Kieran will be here. Hello. Broken chair.
You're right.
Chair broke. As Kieran will be here.
Is your cushion falling off?
Yeah, more or less. Kieran will be here reviewing geeky, gadgety crap. And it's his debut, so, you know, we'll see. No pressure, Kieran. There's also today's edition of Paul Rossmaster as a radio presenter of some note. Plays radio's least favourite quiz. It's Paul Rossmaster. Knowledge and patience of Talk Radio full set breakfast presenter Paul Ross, well and truly tested. That's going to be at around 4:45. There's also a diversity paper review. Matt will be in to review it. His diversity is that he is Jewish. It makes us the most diverse programme on the radio. And the big debate will be at 3:00. And a man from TalkSport who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz will be here to review the showbiz. That's Reese, of course. Now, headline hijack. A made-up news story in the news, which is next. So, Cornelius, we need a winning name, please.
It's Stefan.
I thought it would be. Yeah. And where's he from?
He is from...
Go on.
Plymouth.
Yeah. There he is. He's Stefan. He's in Plymouth. He's one headline hijack. He's the headline hijacker. And he gets no prize for that. But just the satisfaction of knowing that he has achieved something with his life. Stefan in Plymouth, your made-up news story in the news next. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Christmas on Talk Radio.
It's an awful big turkey.
We'll get you talking.
So, Tiz, Charlie, how do you see the game going this weekend?
I think we're going to see a few big challenges. Cards and lots of corners.
And if they defend anything like your Walsall side, Merce, at least 5 goals.
Steady on.
Do it your way with Sky Bet. Combine your hunches on all televised Premier League games with the all-new Request a Bet. See it, build it, back it on the Sky Bet app right now. Sky Bet. That's betting better. 18+, gambleaware.co.uk. Max 4 selections from 7 markets. T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
If there's clutter in your gutter, get a brush, hedgehog. If there's clutter in your gutter, get a brush, hedgehog. If there's clutter in your gutter, don't be daft, don't be a nutter. Just be sure to get a hedgehog gutter brush.
Say goodbye to gutter clutter with the amazing Hedgehog Gutter Brush. See it in action and find a local stockist now at hedgehoggutterbrush.com.
If there's clutter in your gutter, don't be daft, don't be a nutter. Just be sure to get a hedgehog gutter brush. Thank you very much.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, it is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. It's 1:00. Just about. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, 2 guilty of Bath truck crash, tube strikes, and the Queen is off on her holidays.
Talk Radio.
A mechanic and a haulage company owner have been convicted of manslaughter after a tipper truck lost control, killing 4 people. 3 men and a 4-year-old girl died when the lorry's brakes failed coming down a steep hill in Bath. Detective Chief Inspector Richard O'Cohen has given a statement outside Bristol Crown Court.
Several hundred yards of Lansdowne Lane was reduced to a scene of utter carnage. Today, Matthew Gordon, Peter Wood have both been found guilty of the gross negligence manslaughter of the four people that died in this horrific accident.
The Christmas market in Berlin, where 12 people were killed, has reopened. People have gone back to the scene of Monday's lorry attack in large numbers. Meanwhile, raids have taken place in Germany as part of a Europe-wide manhunt for Tunisian Anis Amri. Payments have been made to former residents of a church-run children's home where girls were routinely drugged, locked up and abused. Hundreds of young women were sent to the Church of England's Kendal House in Gravesend from the 1960s until 1986. Around 24 women have received around £1,000. The church has apologised. Thousands of London Underground workers are to strike for 24 hours in the new year in a row over jobs. Members of the RMT and the TSSA unions will walk out from 6 p.m. on Sunday the 8th of January. They're embroiled in a long-running dispute over job losses among station staff and ticket office closures. And the Queen and Prince Philip are finally on their way to Sandringham for Christmas by helicopter. They were due to make their annual trip to Norfolk by train yesterday, but it was delayed because they both have heavy colds. Sky's royal correspondent Rhiannon Mills is at Buckingham Palace.
Whether it's under advice or whether simply as a couple they've decided, do you know what, we feel a bit under the weather and we'd quite like to get there sooner rather than later, they've decided to take the helicopter.
I mean, it's all right for some, isn't it?
I know, let's just take the chopper.
I mean, you can't...
That's another word for helicopter.
Oh, yeah. So if I was ill and I had to get somewhere, you know, I mean, I can't just go, oh, no, I'll just get the helicopter. I can't bother with that commute. I'll just get the helicopter.
Yeah, but you're not the Queen.
That much is true, but why can't they just sit on the train? I don't understand what's so hard about sitting on a train. Not, I mean, obviously it's a lot hard about sitting on a train generally in this country, but I'm sure the Queen, as we learned earlier from our royal correspondent, that the Queen doesn't necessarily travel with other people squashed up, smelling the armpit of the person next.
What would you rather do, take the train or take the helicopter? I would go for the helicopter every time.
You're not the Queen.
I know, but if I were the Queen, then I would take the chopper. Definitely. Like, well, cut down the journey time. It'll take ages to get to Norfolk.
Yeah, but they're supposed to be leading by example. You know, it's not very good. It's not a very good message, is it, in the times of austerity, in the times of, you know, of, oh, I'll just get a helicopter. Yeah, I mean, I've got a cold.
I mean, you say meant to be leading by example, but just think about the kind of things the Queen does and how she lives. It's not like a regular person, is it?
She parachuted. She can put up with a cold.
That wasn't real.
What?
That wasn't real, John. That was an effect for London 2012 for the opening ceremony. The Queen didn't actually parachute.
Well, then I've got no respect for her. Right, no. It's...
Still got to do the weather.
Oh.
Talk Radio, national weather.
You going to sing?
No.
Please.
Victoria's got the weather, she's got the weather, she's called Victoria.
I mean, you didn't put much effort in them, but thanks. Blustery wintry showers across Northern Ireland and Scotland, drier and brighter and less windy elsewhere, with highs of 9 degrees less.
Fewer. Victoria, thank you.
Fewer.
Thank you.
Less.
Here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport viewer.
Less.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Chelsea boss Antonio Conte says coach Steve Holland leaves to join England with his blessing, but admits it's a shame he's going. He's been appointed assistant manager to Gareth Southgate and will combine his club and country commitments before joining the FA full-time next summer. Having managed his native Italy, Conte knows Holland couldn't turn England down.
It's a pity to lose him, I must be honest. But also I can understand him for this choice, because this type of situation can arrive only once in the life.
Tottenham captain Hugo Lloris has ended speculation about his future by signing a new long-term contract. The French goalkeeper is now committed until 2022. Finally, England skipper Alistair Cook has been named as captain of the International Cricket Council's Test Team of the Year. It's despite Cook leading his country to just one victory in their last 8 matches, and his future in the role coming under question recently. Joe Root, Johnny Bairstow and Ben Stokes are also named in the side, while Josh Butler's in the one-day selection. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, a statement by a group calling themselves Rules Are Rules have said that Britain's economy is being seriously damaged by a lack of respect for rules and regulation across all industries. The group have called on Theresa May to encourage businesses to employ more Jobsworths so that the pettiest of rules are there for no reason and can be followed.
Thanks, Victoria. That was Victoria with the news. And Ben with the pre-recorded sport. You're listening to Talk Radio dans l'afternoon. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
All right then, so a little reminder of just what's coming up in the next bit of the programme. Well, not the next bit of the programme, the next lot of the programme, I suppose, really. There'll be a diversity paper review. Now, regular listeners will know that that is the feature whereby we review the papers. Yes, so, John? So does everyone else. Not like this, they don't. Not with a different diversity every day. Making us the most diverse programme in this country. Today, Matt's in. He's Jewish. There is a showbiz with Reese. Reese is a man who works for TalkSport and gets paid no extra money to come in here and review showbiz because it's showbiz from the point of view of a man who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz. There will be part of, well, it's a Christmas special, if I'm honest, of Paul Rossmaster, our quiz that tests the knowledge of full set breakfast presenter Paul Ross. All of that's coming up on the pro. All of that. All of it. I'll be honest. All of it.
Talk Radio.
Now, the other day, if you were listening, you'll have heard Marta, who is a Spanish, was in here talking us through the Spanish tradition of pooing. Now, what they do in the nativity scenes in Spain, this is no word of a lie, they have the nativity scene, they have Mary, they have Joseph, they have the little baby Jesus, they have the wise men, and they have the star, and the shepherds, and the sheep, and the donkey, and the cattle, which are lowing. And that's all we are, the cattle are lowing. But next to that, there's a man or a woman pooing. And that is seriously a tradition in Spain. It's a little model of someone on the toilet school nativities in Spain. And if you don't believe me, you can look this up, right? But be careful what you Google, if I'm honest, right? The children play Mary and Joseph, but they also play the pooing person, and they have a plastic bottom attached to them so they can bend over and pretend to poo during a nativity. That's Spanish.
Okay. It explains why there's always hay on the bottom of the stable, though.
Yeah. So we thought we'd look into some more interesting Christmas traditions from around the world. That's what we thought we'd do. And you know what? I'm going to play some Christmas music for it as well. Why the hell
good
not?
Good idea. Yeah.
Let us travel together around the world and find some of the Christmas traditions that there are. Cornelius, let's start. Where are you going? Which country are you travelling to?
I'm going to go to Italy first,
Italy,
John.
Italy, very
yeah,
nice.
Yeah. In Italy.
Italy.
Italy. The traditional Christmas meal is slightly different. Whilst all the normal foods you expect to see there, such as turkey, potatoes and cranberry sauce, but they are served all as toppings on a pizza. So they just have sort of Christmas Day pizza.
Oh.
Occasionally it will be served in a pasta dish if Christmas falls on a Dolmio day,
that's
which
nice.
I believe it does this year.
Oh, that's good, isn't it? In Saudi Arabia, festivity is seen as offensive, but they still put up Christmas trees and decorate them. Once fully decorated, the father of the family will then place a giant black cloth known as a tree burqa over the Christmas tree. Christmas traditions from around the world. If you've got one you'd like to share, here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Right then. It's time to meet our brand new work experience pundit. His name is Kieran. Here we go. Work Experience Punditry is there for us. We provide a service to test, road test, really, the next generation, to train them up, to bring them up into the world of broadcasting as experts. The next generation of pundits, critics and broadcasters brought through here and then sent out on their way into the world once fully trained up. That's what we tell them. The real reason we get them in is because they work experience and we don't have to pay them. Kieran is the latest one. Hi, Kieran.
Good afternoon. How's everyone doing?
We're all right, thank
Hi,
you.
Hi, Kieran.
How
Hi.
Are you?
We're doing well. We're doing well.
Oh,
enjoying
well.
Our time at Talk Radio.
Are we?
Yeah, we are.
Oh,
it's been a fantastic time.
You don't need to lie. Well, listen, thanks for doing this,
that's
of course.
Right.
And you are doing, because we review lots of different things each and every day. We do music, we do film, we do hipster nonsense, which Daisy ruined yesterday. And today we are doing geeky, gadgety stuff. So it's all the tech gear, I guess, just in time for Christmas, I suppose.
Yeah.
So what are we talking about first?
So, well, there's a lot, obviously, coming up. And obviously, you know, Christmas is happening in 2 days and you might need to go out and buy a loved one a gift or something.
Yeah.
The first thing, and actually this is the most important gift that you could buy anyone this year, it's really actually very amazing, is the Amazon Echo. Have you seen this, the Amazon Echo?
Mm. Right, every time I log onto Amazon, obviously the first thing that comes up is, well, the Grand Tour. The second thing is buy an Amazon Echo.
Yes.
I don't know what it is.
It is. It's fantastic, but also very scary at the same time.
So
because, as you all know, we are going to be out of a job due to artificial intelligence. Yep. And this is the beginning of that. The Amazon Echo is basically a little cylinder that you put in your any room in the house, and it will help you with any problem or query you have. So if you want to play music, you just say, so they call it Alexa. So Alexa, please play my rock playlist, and it will play the playlist for you. If you want to know how to spell a word, Alexa will tell you how to spell the word. If you want to know a recipe, Alexa will find you the recipe. And Alexa is always getting smarter. So Alexa is going to officially be the smartest person in your family, which is very scary.
I see certain problems with this. Well, first of all, I mean, I'm assuming Alexa, you know, quickly Googles it or something.
Oh, yeah, completely. Yeah.
And also the Siri, which is, a similar kind of thing on your phone, is rubbish.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because you say to Siri something like, Siri, could you fetch me a recipe for sprouts with bacon for Christmas Day? And Siri just goes, this is your reminder to call the vet. It just doesn't do what you ask it to do. And so this is going to be the same problem, isn't it?
No, but this is... Amazon have actually put a lot of work into this. Oh. And all the reviews say that it is brilliant. It is supposed to be brilliant.
So what it does... All it does is stop you having to Google it yourself.
Yeah, it stops you having to Google it yourself and is already smarter than you as well.
Well, so it's not smarter than me.
It's like your condescending auntie. They think they're smarter than you.
Yeah. But the thing is, it can't do... All it can do is tell me a thing I ask it, which I could Google myself.
Yes.
But I admit, for the convenience, maybe you want the robot creature in the corner. But you can't... If I said to it, the washing machine's broken, can you fix that, please, Alexa? Alexa will say no.
It's going to say no.
Yeah, so it's not... So any, you said problems and queries. Queries, yes. Problems, no.
It's basically a modern version of 118. it's a directory service. It's a modern Yellow Pages, basically.
But they've sort of dressed up a service that we already have access to in a cylinder.
They have.
Yeah. I mean, you started off saying it was a good thing.
I was really excited but now I'm just disappointed
just
by the whole product.
Yeah.
Don't buy it. Buy it.
What's the dot? There's an Echo Dot.
That is the smaller version.
Stop sneezing, Connie. You're not the queen.
Amazon, this Echo might help you with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cure my cough.
But the Echo Dot is a smaller version, which you can put like next to children or cots or something, so that they can become more au fait with robots and modern technology.
My children, children have homework, right?
Mm.
That's a thing they have. So, for instance, my 6-year-old had homework, spelling. Mm. Right now, I want her to work that out herself.
Absolutely.
I don't want her to. I walk out of the room, and go, right, do your spelling. Just have a look through the spellings, and she's going, Alexa, Alexa. Spell, and that's cheating.
Yeah, it is. But that surely is what we all do nowadays. We just cheat with the internet. You should have seen my dissertation. It was all just Wikipedia. Still got a first.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Alexa, take his degree away.
She's not doing that. No. I'm very proud. I framed it. And then the next thing, now, if you have kids, then you still don't know what to buy for them.
Yep.
One, you're a terrible parent. You should know your kids better.
Yep.
But secondly, you should buy the present that every kid wants this year, which is Cosmo. Which, do you remember the film Wall-E?
Yes.
Or Wall-E, or whichever it was.
Wall-E.
This is basically the real version of Wall-E. It basically is a palm-sized robot which will play with you, which will read.
It will. Well, again, we don't need robots to do this stuff.
No,
we can do it ourselves.
exactly. It will play tic-tac-toe with you.
Right.
It will play Monopoly with you. Apparently, it will play Connect Four with you.
How will it do that?
I have no
idea. How does it pick up the
I don't know. I really don't know. I don't enjoy games as an individual.
Neither do I.
I am a very self-loathing person. As soon as I start to lose, I'm just like, I'm out.
It's not that for me. I just find forced board game fun on a Christmas. I find absolutely excruciating. Because I don't like board games. It's just dull.
I hate them. My grandma, every Christmas, we'll get there, we have our Christmas lunch, and she'll sit us down and she'll say, Shum, come on, should we all play a game? She brings out this box of Scrabble every year and every time.
Your heart sinks.
We're not playing. So, well, Auntie Anne plays with her kids. I said, we're not Auntie Anne and her kids. We're watching movies.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so...
I'm with you. Good scenario, right? Mm. So, what's her name?
My Auntie Anne.
Auntie Anne. So, Auntie Anne's there. She's coming to you. She's asking for a board game. You're saying not. Give her the robot.
Yeah, give her the robot, and she can just play with the robot.
Just carry on with that, can't
she? It is mainly aimed at kids, but with my Auntie Anne's level of intellect, she'd probably get a lot out of this
there
as
you go.
Well. So this robot, it'll play with you. You can play with it. It can be your friend and everything. And once again, it employs facial recognition to remember faces and recite names, which sounds fascinating, but also it's very scary at the same time. If a tiny robot the size of half a Wall-E can do that, imagine what's going to happen in 20 years.
I think it's just bad. It's just going to... The next generation of children, I worry for them.
Oh, completely.
Kieran, if I'm honest.
Completely.
I mean, it's all the, you know, the social media, you know, go outside. You know, you can't... Go outside. Go outside and play, child.
Exactly.
Go and play doctors and nurses.
Yeah, you shouldn't be buying your kids this. You should be buying them, like, a ball and cup or something.
Yeah, ball and a cup.
Yeah, exactly
that. Mm. Yes.
Make your own entertainment.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. I'm with you. Yeah. I'm with you.
Yeah. By the way, Stephen's just been... texting in. Stop coughing, Cornelius. You're not the queen. Saying Alexa is good, but when you ask it for talk radio, it plays a music station rather than you.
Oh.
This means very good then.
Yeah. It's got taste.
Yeah.
Alexa's basically taken that decision away from you and just done what's best for you, Stephen. That's what's happened there. Right, Kieran, stay with us because I know you have more. We have to take traffic and travel. We will do that. It's talk radio in the afternoons. Alexa, press the button for the thing. Press it, Alexa.
Christmas on Talk Radio.
Some Santa chat and quality poultry.
Talk Radio.
Let's talk turkey.
'Twas the night before, the night before, the night before Christmas. So don't miss the Lotto Christmas Eve raffle with 200 extra prizes of £20,000. Anyone can win with Lotto this Christmas Eve. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 plus.
This sound is the sound of being stuck in traffic over Christmas. Listening to windscreen wipers. It's not very good, is it? So instead, get digital radio in your car and you'll be able to listen to all your favourite radio stations plus loads of extra digital stations. It's easy to listen to digital radio through your existing car radio. You can connect via an EasyFit adapter or even your smartphone. And if you're buying a car radio or adapter, look for the digital tick. It means you'll get all your available stations.
To find out how to get digital radio in your car, visit your local car dealer, car accessory retailer or Halfords.
If you love radio, go digital.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's delays for both sides of the A1M in South Yorkshire towards Junction 35 for the M18. The southbound M6 is queuing towards an accident near 19 at Knutsford. Two lanes are out there. There's also northbound delays near Stoke because of a breakdown. Junction 16 to 17 lanes out for the recovery of the vehicle. Heavy traffic getting on Devon southbound M5 at Junction 29 from the A30. There's an accident partially blocking the entry slip road. And through Pontypridd, the northbound A470 struggling towards an accident near to the Bridge Street interchange. I'm Jarena Adams.
Whether it's close family, extended family, or the entire family, you'll find our smallest price for your big Christmas feast with turkeys that'll serve 4 to 6, just £9. Sainsbury's. Live well for less.
Offer ends 27th of December 2016, subject to availability. Selected larger stores. Online delivery charges apply.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio.
Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee?
He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Alexa, play a Christmas music thing. It's good, isn't
it? Very good. Very good.
Right, you're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes and we're with Kieran. He's our work experience pundit this afternoon. He is reviewing geeky, gadgety stuff. We have already talked of Alexa. Is it Alexa or Echo?
So it's Echo and you have to give it your name. So if I could say, I could assign it the name Kieran I wanted to.
But it comes as default.
Default is Alexa.
All right.
So you can change it to whatever you want.
You could have quite fun with that, couldn't you?
Yeah, you could. Yeah.
Quite like that, yeah.
It Jesus or something.
Jesus.
Yeah.
All right. So, Jesus, make Kieran talk.
Well, I know
it's good,
now.
It's good.
I know. So, coming up next on our Christmas must-have list, I know we are a fan of the hipster here. Our Talk Radio. So for the no, that was an ironic joke.
I know it was.
And so for the hipster in your life, how's about a wireless bamboo keyboard?
How about not?
Made with proper bamboo from a jungle somewhere, which to me sounds a terrible idea in this day and age of environmental deforestation and everything. So the bamboo keyboard costs £78 and is available on Amazon. And is basically just a normal keyboard and mouse just set in bamboo with a wood-stained finish to keep it,
sounds horrible.
So you don't have to get any fluids that you might spill onto your keyboard.
I can't think of a scenario where that would happen.
I wouldn't even cross my mind.
Stop coughing, Cornelius. not the queen.
It will easily be wiped off the bamboo, because obviously bamboo can pucker or something.
It can what?
Pucker? I don't know. It could dry out or something. I don't know.
I suppose. Well, I mean, that's why I suppose that, you know, that's why pandas eat it.
Yeah.
And they shoot and leave, don't they?
They
famously.
Do.
So
they do.
That's
bamboo keyboards for one and all.
That's dreadful as an idea. So no.
All right, well, how about this? Have you ever wanted to know more about your family history?
I'm going to say yes, otherwise this will come to an end quickly. So I'm going to say yes.
Well, good, because now you can with ancestors.co.uk Ancestry DNA test, which actually, yes. So basically what
you have to send them your...
No. You pay £71.
You send them your bamboo keyboard.
They could do. Exactly. Yeah, you could have a paternity test and everything with that.
£71
you pay for a home Ancestry DNA testing kit, which they bring you. You swab your own mouth for saliva, and you put it in the DNA testing kit, and it does something. For me, I imagine the police are also heavily involved with this technology as well, and will basically start revealing your family history going back years and years, hundreds and thousands of years. Which I think is quite interesting.
I think that's very interesting.
Isn't it? And only for £71. So yeah, you use a local saliva, you use a simple saliva sample, and the DNA data provides a prediction of the location of ancestors from 26 separate worldwide populations.
So it's got a sort of database then of DNA.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So it matches yours to something within its database, is that?
And it reveals your ethnic mix from the past 500 to 1,000 years.
I think that's quite good value for £71.
Isn't it, right? I was really shocked when I found it.
I mean, if you are looking for a Christmas gift, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, but I can't see... You know, it sounds like a bold claim to me. Because it could just tell you anything and you'd believe it, wouldn't you?
You'd be just like, yeah, well, I put my saliva in. Exactly.
But it could just be nothing. It could just then print out some stuff and just go, rubbish.
I don't think it's as specific as you want it to be. So it's not going to tell you, oh, in 1420 you were related to this person who baked cakes or whatever.
It's just a general
oh, these are the kind of people that you were related to. And then you have to go to the website and use that information to go further into your your past.
I mean, it's timely. We have a fascination with this kind of thing, don't we? You know, who do you think you are? So I suppose I could see that selling, actually.
I think so.
Definitely ruin a Christmas day, though. Dad, it says here that you've got a completely different pass to me. How's that worked?
Give it to the family member who voted Brexit and see how far they have to go to realise they're not actually from Great Britain.
Oh, nice.
There we go. Political. Yeah. Political.
Good, Kieran.
There we go.
Don't do it again. Now, what else do we have in your bag of gadget trickery?
And then, so obviously I try to ignore iPads and iPhones and things like that, because if you want an iPad, you know what an iPad and iPhone is. Yeah. But there is something which is like an iPad, but it is so beautiful. It's the kind of thing that you would go to the shop to. I personally cannot afford it, but you would go to the shop just to look at it and play with it for a bit and think, oh, one day. It is the Lenovo Yoga Book, which is like an iPad come desktop, but it's dressed in a very, very beautiful kind of notepad kind of fashion. So when you're walking around, you know, when you go to the city and everything and you see all the bankers around with their leather emboldened kind of notepad cases, it looks like that. And it's absolutely just stunning to look at. So you can open it up.
Yeah.
It can work as a desktop. The keyboard is not a keyboard in the bamboo sense of the keyboard. It is just a flat kind of electronic pad, which the keyboard emerges up to through lighting, but can also be used for art and designing and everything like that. And you can place, here's a new idea for you, place paper on it and write on paper as well. That's one of the main selling points of the...
Yeah, but I've got a desk on you.
I know. But it's but that was like one of those things, because it's like retro, isn't it?
Yeah.
To use a paper and pen nowadays.
What's this called?
It's the Lenovo Yoga Book, and it's £500 at John Lewis.
Well, that's cheaper than an iPad.
I think it's about the same price.
iPads are about 800 quid, aren't
they? Is it? No, I don't think so.
A big one is.
Maybe for a big one.
A mini might be cheaper than that. That's about the same price.
That's what we got my grandma, that was like 200. Yeah.
So is the... why haven't we heard of this? Is it like a new thing?
Because it's very... it's only just coming through. I don't know, I found it, and it was on all the, the top 20 lists and everything.
Does it run... what's the operating system? Is it Windows?
You can either get it in Windows or Android.
Yeah,
I would suggest the Android, because it has a more friendlier feel to it than the Windows. The Windows makes it feel like you're just going into the office and you're just going to do some stuff on Microsoft Word or Excel. Whereas the Android, you get those kind of aspects of it, but you also get all the fun of, you know, an Android in terms of apps, in terms of being able to use it for, like, you know, your Netflix or whatever you want.
Yeah.
So, but it really is. I really suggest everyone goes to John Lewis and just looks at one because it is a gorgeous... You know, there are some times where you just look at something and it's just gorgeous to look at.
Can you Google us a picture of that on your...
Yeah.
Really crap old Dell.
Yeah.
Let's have a look.
But it is stunning.
The Google image search doesn't really set
in person, and when you can see it moving, and when you can see kind of like the way that they've done the keyboard and everything, and the things that you can do with it, it really is a thing to marvel at.
Oh,
really? The job I'm doing, I'm plugging this. I'm hoping they're going to send me a free one.
Yeah, where's yours now? It should have arrived by now.
Exactly, it should have.
What you've done.
Alexa, where is my Lenovo Yoga Book? So those are your Christmas gifts if you're still stuck.
And what are you hoping for for Christmas? Have you written Santa a list?
I have. But there is actually... I don't know if you've seen this. There is another thing which is completely untechnological, which I am also fascinated by, which is... Have you seen the salt block? Which, if you go to very posh kitchen stores in Hampstead, you can buy a salt block for £250, right? And the whole point is that you could use this salt block to cook your food extremely fast. But the problem is that if you heat the salt block up too fast, it explodes. So you have to gradually heat the salt block up over an hour, which to me defeats the point of trying to cook the food fast in the first place.
So it's a block of salt.
Is it just a block of Himalayan salt?
I'm sorry.
Which you pay 250 quid for.
Yeah.
And I look at it and it's outrageous and it's stupid, but I really want one.
Do you heat it and you heat it through the salt?
You have to heat through the salt very slowly over an hour.
What?
On your hob. So that's really on your hob.
And then you put your food on the
salt.
And
apparently it cooks an egg in like 20 seconds or something. But you do have to heat it for an hour.
So it is pointless.
It's the most pointless, outrageously 21st century thing that you could imagine, and it's only available to people in the Hampstead area, of course.
Obviously.
But it's just... I just really want one.
Kieran's quite weird. Right, yeah. Kieran, thank you very much for coming in. Excellent stuff. Geeky Gadgety. Will you come back again at some point?
Oh, I'd love to.
Consider the invitation extended.
Thank you very much. I appreciate
Kieran
it.
Kieran there, work experience, punditry. Thank you very much indeed. Right, you're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons and on the programme very shortly. We'll have a diversity paper review because Matt will be here to go through today's papers for us. And his diversity is that he's Jewish. There's the big debate at 3 o'clock. Showbiz with Reese. He's a man from Talk Sport who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz. He'll be here around about 20 past three. And then the Christmas special of nobody's favourite quiz, Paul Rossmaster, at around a quarter to four this afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. A mechanic and haulage company owner have been convicted of manslaughter after a tipper truck lost control and killed four people. Three men and a four-year-old girl died when the lorry's brakes failed, coming down a steep hill in Bath. Sian Vaughan had only married her husband, Steve, 6 months before the crash. She says she was devastated when she found out what happened.
Like an out-of-body experience, that's the only way I can liken it to, really. It was just horrendous to be told that your husband's been hit by a 3210 tipper truck and dragged down the road in the car.
Police raids have taken place in Western Germany as part of a Europe-wide manhunt for the Tunisian man suspected of driving a truck into shoppers on Monday night. German media is reporting that Anis Amri's fingerprints have been found on the lorry in Berlin. It comes as the Christmas market where it happened has reopened. The Red Cross says 34,000 people have now been transported out of Aleppo, but many thousands of people still remain in the Syrian city, with evacuations expected to continue into tomorrow. Members of the Prison Officers Association have rejected an offer from the government which included better pay and pensions. Union bosses had backed the deal, but staff in England and Wales voted against the proposals. And the Queen and the Duke of Edinburgh have left London for their Christmas holiday after they were forced to delay their departure due to heavy colds. The royal couple have taken the helicopter to get to Sandringham. The weather: blustery wintry showers across Northern Ireland and Scotland, drier, brighter and less windy elsewhere. Highs of 9 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
There's more now, Victoria.
There is.
There's more now, isn't
more
there?
Now.
There is.
Hey, though.
Hey.
By the way, one of your antlers is bent.
Oh, yeah. It's gone floppy.
Oh, it's because of my headphones.
Yeah, you've squashed an antler. Victoria, it should be said, is wearing furry antlers.
Well, I'm getting into the festive spirit.
Yes. And she...
Do you like them?
Yes, I do. And one of them... I mean, don't do that to them. One of them was bent... And I just took a photograph of her reading the news with a bent antler.
Brilliant.
Okay. So, Victoria, it's bonus news time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as regular listeners will know, we do bonus news because it's... Well, because Victoria's news is smaller than it used to be and she has to make the time up because she gets paid the same money. It's animal news, vegetable news or mineral news, but not today it isn't because it's Christmas time and thus she has... Well, why don't you explain what you have?
I think Ben can do it better than I can.
Oh.
Joke news. Here's a good one. I can't get to the chocolates in my advent calendar. Foiled again. I don't get it.
I love it.
All right, so what's going to happen here now is Victoria has a selection of cracker jokes that were written by members of the public and sent in to a competition held by a well-known television channel. And, of course, that was in the news. And so we've got the cracker jokes. Now, when we did this last time, we were trying to... Because they're all topical.
Yes.
They're all based... The point is, they're all based on the year's news. And the members of the public had to send them in, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's, give us an example, Victoria, of one maybe we did last week or something. I don't mind, but just an example.
The winning one was about what isn't on your Christmas dinner post-Brexit...
Brussels.
Yes.
There we go. So it's that kind of thing. Anyway, so we have some more. And we're we've got to try and guess the story.
These ones aren't as good because I used all the good ones up. Just to.
Stay tuned.
That's right. I mean, well sold.
Okay, so why did Ed Balls fail an audition to play one of Santa's reindeer in a Christmas pantomime?
Something to do with his nose being blocked up.
No.
Oh.
Bacon sandwich.
No.
Red nose.
Ed Balls.
Ed Balls.
Sorry,
Balls. Shadow
Balls.
Chance.
I was thinking
because he
strictly
he wasn't a good prancer or dancer.
Because he's no dancer.
I was thinking of Ed Miliband.
Yes, I was. Well,
that's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, he has been in the news this week because he's now a stock image for the flu in
America.
For the
flu, that's what I was. Well, the Queen now is. Yeah. Anyway, all right, so good. Okay. We didn't get that. Fine.
Why is Santa going around the world this Christmas Eve?
It's his job.
Nope.
No.
That's not funny.
Yeah.
And maybe this isn't either.
Because Ryanair offer flights cheap enough.
No.
Don't know.
Because he's playing Pokemon Ho Ho Ho. Instead of Pokemon
really
Go.
No clues in this set up to that one.
Very easy, that one, was it? Go on, next.
What's Tom Hiddleston starring in over Christmas?
Taylor Swift.
No. No. They broke up.
The shooting of the Russian ambassador to Turkey.
Not funny.
No, it's topical.
The Night Manger.
Yes! Ding, ding, ding! Okay, who might be cooking Christmas dinner at number 10 this year?
Theresa May.
Well done.
All right.
Is that it? What?
Prince Philip. This you probably won't. I'm just going to say it all. Okay. So Prince Philip looks out the window on Christmas Eve. There's some reindeer, he says. The Queen replies, 63 years? Yes, that is a lot.
She's got a cold.
Well, she's in her...
Sandringham. Because she's got Sandringham in her underwear.
Let's not think
why
about
why has the
underwear.
Queen got Sandringham in her underwear?
I don't know. Why does the... Because she built a Sandringham castle.
Moving
yes!
On. Moving
doesn't
on.
Make any sense.
Yeah, sand castle.
In her pants?
Yeah, because you get sand in your pants when you go to the beach.
Okay, can we move on now? This is one of my favourites. I've got three which I like the most on what's left.
Okay.
So, what is Donald Trump's favourite type of ice cream?
Orange.
Probably not black.
Mexican. No. Walls.
Walls.
Well done! Oh, yeah.
Come on.
I've just thought of a joke.
Oh, dear.
What's Donald Trump's favourite type of sausages?
Walls.
Yeah.
Why did the three wise men only have frankincense and myrrh?
Because the gold is devalued post-Brexit.
No.
Don't know.
Because Team GB took all the gold.
That's not true.
Yeah.
I'm just going to do my favourite too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so how do snowmen leave the EU?
They melt it.
No.
Walking in the...
No.
Snowballs.
Uh-uh. Oh.
Carrot nose.
That's terrible. They trigger Icicle 50.
Oh, God.
And finally, before maybe we do a real cracker joke.
Yeah.
What does Nigel Farage do to the hall with boughs of holly?
Send it back to where it came from.
No.
Oh. Racism.
Racism.
No.
Oh. What does he do?
What
to the...
does Nigel Farage do to the hall with boughs of holly?
Decks them.
He decks it. Well done. Oh. And as a finale,
yeah.
I've got a cracker.
You
a real
have.
Cracker.
Oh, yep.
Do you want to pull it with me, John?
Oh yeah.
Oh wow.
I'll pull it with you, Victoria. You pull it hard.
Okay. Okay. Oh, why didn't you wear the little crown, John?
It'd be too
there
big.
There you go. Oh. I don't... Oh, what's the toy? Oh, it's a really rubbish spinny thing. Cornelius, you can have that.
You basically just described cats.
Okay, so, what...
Wow.
This one is so appropriate for this show. That crown is tiny.
Yeah, John's got big head, hasn't he?
Shut up.
I'm not sure that's true. What did one eye say to the other?
I can't get my head around it.
No.
Start your message with the word tea.
No.
Fewer.
Right now.
No. Spotted.
No.
Spotted.
No.
Blom.
No.
Diversity paper review.
Uh-oh.
Alco Vox Pops.
Did you screw up that crown?
No, it broke. Here's the news with Victoria.
Uh-uh.
Go on then.
Dave Cribb does things to students.
which are terrible, but no. I'll just repeat the question.
Producer Dave. He's not here. Go on.
So we can say anything we like. Surely that's not illegal. What did one eye say to the other?
Oh, is it my wonky eyes sort of thing?
Well, your eyes are wonky, which is why this is so apt.
Go on.
The punchline is, between you and me, something smells.
That's Cass. She smells of egg.
Yeah.
Thankfully, she's through the miserable window, so we can't smell it right now.
She smells of egg. Thanks, Victoria.
That's all right.
Yeah, I kind of like that. Well, there it was. There was Christmas cracker.
I thought it was a bit long.
It's your fault.
After the news break. No, what is it? Travel. That's it. Travel news, yeah. There'll be a diversity paper review with Matt, who is Jewish. We'll be doing it on Talk Radio in the afternoons, which is where we are.
It's turkey time on Talk Radio.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
I'm just a big kid and I love Christmas so much.
Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended. Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys to stress-free house happiness. Home Rule, this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
A wise old elf once said,
"There is no perfect gift, only a gift perfect for someone."
Which is why, at Not on the High Street, we have gifts for gardeners, presents for perfectionists, and stocking-sized somethings for children across the land. And yes, you can still get gifts, or vouchers for gifts, lovingly made by our 5,000 partners, I mean elves, at notonthehighstreet.com in time for Christmas. Just remember to order before the 22nd of December.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's delays for both sides of the A1M in South Yorkshire towards Junction 35 for the M18. The southbound M6 is queuing towards an accident near 19 at Knutsford. Two lanes are out there. There's also northbound delays near Stoke because of a breakdown. Junction 16 to 17 lanes out for the recovery of the vehicle. Heavy traffic getting on Devon southbound M5 at Junction 29 from the A30. There's an accident partially blocking the entry slip road. And through Pontypridd, the northbound A470 struggling towards an accident near to the Bridge Street interchange. I'm Jarena Adams.
Whether it's close family, extended family, or the entire family, you'll find our smallest price for your big Christmas feast with turkeys that'll serve 4 to 6, just £9. Sainsbury's. Live well for less.
Offer ends 27th December 2016, subject to availability. Selected larger stores. Online delivery charges apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Maximise your morning mojo.
I beg your pardon.
And get turned on to the new Fearless Breakfast Show that can't keep its mouth shut.
I'm Paul Ross. Join me from 6 on Talk Radio. If it's on your mind, get it on the radio, the big new station for the whole of the UK, you lucky people.
Supercharged radio that demands a reaction.
Plug in to Paul Ross and make your morning hum.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Tomorrow morning from 6.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So the Queen, Her Majesty the Elizabeth of the Queen, has gone to Sandringham. Now, yesterday, of course, you remember that she couldn't go to Sandringham because her and the Duke of Edinburgh, the Philip of the Prince, both had a heavy fog. But that has now cleared, and so they are in a helicopter on their way to Sandringham. That is the breaking news. We know that London Underground workers, that's breaking as well, are to strike for 24 hours from 6 p.m. on the 8th of January in a dispute over jobs. I'll tell you what, I've been looking through the news. Right, I'm just looking at it now, and it's... It's quite complicated.
I can't get my head around it.
No, well, many people can't, Cornelius, but it's all right because this is where we, and by we I mean the royal we, which of course is Her Majesty's urination that the physicians have checked to find out that she's got a common cold.
How modern?
A common cold. Mm. When she deserves a royal cold. She does great work for this country. She doesn't need a common cold. It's like when Prince William married a commoner.
Oh
dear. Anyway, so The news is quite complicated.
Well, I can't get my head around it, John.
Well, it's all right. We explain it, of course, through the medium of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Says snoopers, charter illegal, wish they'd keep out our business.
The news in haikus. Well, good afternoon, then. It's Talk Radio in the... Well, you know, let's be clear, the afternoon. I'm John Holmes, and it is time for the Diversity Paper Review. Our diversity today is... I sort of built that up a bit too much there, didn't I? I sort of bigged that. I sort of gave you a big introduction there, Matt.
I've got a lot to live up to.
Yeah. Diversity Paper Review, for those that may not be aware, is, of course, a review of the papers, but done each day by a different diversity, thus making us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. Matt's with us. Matt's back.
I'm Jewish.
That's right.
Merry Hanukkah.
Yes. Congratulations to Jew.
Thank you.
Yeah. What's in the papers, Matt?
So much in the papers.
Yep.
My favourite Swedish flat pack store is in the papers.
Is it?
And yours is too.
Yes, it's everybody's favourite.
Exactly. Yeah. IKEA. They've been telling teenagers to stop holding illegal sleepovers. I know, it's a new phase, and I love a phase.
What? So this is teenagers hiding out in the store, is it?
Yes, hiding in IKEA until it shuts, and then sleeping in their beds.
I think that's excellent.
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, the homeless could do that. Why don't they do it?
Why don't IKEA open up their stores at Christmas to the homeless?
What a lovely gesture that would be. Sleep in our flat pack. I mean, perhaps they have the homeless have to put the stuff
up themselves.
Build
it.
Yeah.
But then also they could get the meatballs and the hot dogs.
This is an excellent idea. Mark, if... marketing people from IKEA or IKEA are listening, then this is think of the PR out of that. Letting the homeless stay in IKEA in the... They should trial this in Sweden.
They should. Does Sweden have a big homeless issue?
Well, no, perhaps they all live in the... I don't know. I've not looked at the facts. You know, I never do.
No, the research here is...
So this is, how long has this been going on then?
It started in August. I think it started in Belgium by these two YouTubers, Floran and Bram, who decided that they thought it would be a good idea to do it. And people have just been carrying it on. And these two friends, they waited until midnight before creeping out of their hiding place. Yeah. I think they must have looked for Narnia because they were hanging around in the cupboards.
Yeah.
They have an IKEA. And then they just stayed the night. I don't know how I feel about this because I was never a fan of sleepovers as a child. I didn't like sleeping in other people's houses.
But didn't you? Why not?
That's a bit weird. A bit creepy.
Why is it creepy?
I don't know. I'm very much a homeboy.
You don't ever leave your house.
It's very rare.
You never leave North London.
No, you never
leave the quarter where you live.
Exactly. I didn't really like going over the road next door to stay at my friend's. Remember once, I think, one of my first ever sleepovers, my mum having to come and pick me up.
What, because you were crying?
I just didn't like it. But yeah, I...
Sociable type, aren't you?
I'm so sociable. Yeah, I am, really am. But I'd give it a go in IKEA. But I might get scared.
Of what? Allen keys?
Getting caught.
I think it's... IKEAs are so big, though, you could conceivably do this with ease, couldn't you?
I've never been in an IKEA.
Why?
Why do I need to?
You've got to experience the IKEA. Everyone's done that.
Do I? Mm. When I move out...
Have you got any furniture?
No, I've got a beanbag.
Is that it?
Just that.
Because anyone who owns furniture has been to IKEA. Whether or not any of the furniture is still IKEA, in their life, they will have gone to one. I can't work out how you've gone through life. How old are you?
25.
And how did you get to that age without owning any furniture that's from IKEA?
In theory, I've never actually bought any furniture.
You just inherited it.
You've just inherited it from other places.
Right.
All my university furniture was IKEA, as all university houses are done up with just IKEA furniture.
Yes.
And that was fun.
But you never needed to go yourself, as well.
No, because the landlord did all that.
Right, okay.
But now I'm in the process of moving out. I'm going to go to IKEA.
You need to. It's a rite of passage.
I know. Will you come with me?
If you want me to, yes. I'll be your friend. We can have a sleepover.
Separate bed.
Yes, let's be clear. So the idea of this, I think it's brilliant, because IKEA, you can easily get lost. They're so huge. Mm. And there are, you know, at first glance, it does look like a home because they've set up the kitchen and the lounge and the bedrooms. It looks comfy. Yeah. So I think that's perfectly fine. I think you could live in an IKEA full time. I don't think you'd be caught. I think if you did it right, if you just were there at closing time and then everyone went and then you just lived in IKEA and then mingled with everyone else during the day, pretending to be checking out the sofas, yeah, but really it's your sofa, yeah, and you're sitting on it, you'd get away with that.
Yeah, that's true. And just, you know, making sure that you make the right decision over what wardrobe you'd be buying in case anyone asks.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, they should open this out to other shops.
John Lewis.
Yeah, boots, I don't know.
You don't need to live in a boots.
The old woman did. Oh, that was a shoe. Anyway, puss.
It lived in boots, yes, he did.
There you
well
go.
Done, yeah. Well done.
I did, ironically once, genuinely saw a man, right? And I said this out loud. Okay, I was in a branch of a well-known high street chemist. Okay,
super drug.
Yeah. No, drug doesn't work for that. I was genuinely in a boots, right? And a man came in and he'd got a septic finger and he was trying to buy something for it, right? And I was standing there and he was going, "I've got it. It's like infected," and it's like, and he showed the woman like that, and I just went, "Ha, puss in boots."
Oh dear.
They just looked at me, and then I went away.
Yeah.
Anyway, what story's next?
Comedy career's going well.
Yeah. Why do you think I'm here?
Yeah. Christmas presents.
Yes?
Yeah, the number one Christmas presents this year. Apparently it's a Hatchimal.
A what?
A Hatchimals.
Is that like Actimel?
Yeah, I don't know what it is
like
either.
Is that like a biological yoghurt?
I first heard of it when my cousin, who has babies, posted something on Facebook looking for one. And I think they're the must-have toy for this year.
But I've got two children, and I've not heard of this.
But that's because you don't listen to your children or go to their nativity place.
That is true.
So they've probably been asking you one for months and months
just ignored
and months
them.
And just completely ignored them. They're going to be so disappointed.
They are. They're not getting a Hatchimal.
No, they're not.
I've got them a little pot of Actimel each.
That's kind of you.
It's good for their digestive system.
It's exactly what they need after the big turkey.
Yeah.
And so they're the number one Christmas toy these years, and I think everyone wants them, and they've sold out everywhere. And the Mirror have kindly put together a lovely list of the 30 best-selling Christmas toys from the last 30 years. So just for some nostalgia.
Yeah.
Did you ever have a Ghostbuster Proton Pack?
I didn't have a Ghostbusters Proton Pack, no.
Oh.
So that was out. That was around the original Ghostbusters.
Yeah,
time,
that
it?
Was in 1988.
Yeah,
when were you born? 1963?
1963? How old do you think I am?
No. That was late 60s.
69, I was born in 69.
You were born in 69?
Yeah.
Hey, fair enough. I wasn't that far off.
You were! Bloody miles off!
It does. I can't remember.
Stop did you being
have,
an IKEA.
Did you have a Slovenian family?
A Sylvanian family. Do you remember the advert? Sylvanian families.
No, I'm 25.
We've got some. My daughter too has them. They still exist. They're still a thing. Sylvanian families, yeah. Yeah, we've got some of those.
So they can play mummies and daddies, it says.
Yeah, they're little creatures. They're little, like, squirrels and stuff, I don't know.
Hours of fun.
Yeah.
I did have in 1996, I'm pretty sure, I had the Toy Story Buzz Lightyear.
Did you?
Yeah. I still got it today. I don't think the batteries work.
Mm.
But it was great. I didn't like it because...
You were scared of it.
No, it was quite hard and plasticky. It wasn't soft to touch.
I worry about you.
I like
yes.
Stuffed animals.
No, I think we'll stop there. Yes, go on. No, go on.
I'm saying I like soft animals that you could kind of stroke. Couldn't do that with Buzz Lightyear.
I think you'd probably stroke Buzz Lightyear if you wanted to.
Yes, but...
To infinity and beyond. Would you stroke Woody?
No, wouldn't stroke Woody.
Just joking.
I might have stroked a Furby in 1998.
Well, I think I did that with... I forgot the name. Anyway, so...
Lunchtime Radio.
Yeah, so what is a Hatchimal, though? What is a Hatchimal?
You buy an egg.
Oh, right? Cass would like that. She stinks of egg and she just eats her egg.
I don't stink of eggs. Shut up, move on.
She stinks of eggs.
You buy an egg, yeah. And then it hatches,
yeah,
and then it looks a little bit like a Furby and a Barbie.
a Farby.
Exactly.
A cross between a Furby and so it's a hairy girl doll.
And I think it's just a new way that you look after it. It's like a real life Tamagotchi.
Okay. Now that was it. Is that on the list?
It was. I can't remember the year. 97 maybe, because I've only got 96 and 98. So I'm going to say 97.
All right. A Hatchimal, then. That's the thing.
Bob the Builder and Go-Go Pet Hamsters were from 2009 and 2001.
I don't know what Go-Go Pet Hamsters are.
Neither do I.
Okay.
I think it's like a pet hamster that's not real.
Right. What else have you got?
The Rise of the Reality Rug. This is the story I thought about, which could be perfect for you, actually, because it's like you might take an interest in. Essentially, as balding men...
Oh, come on!
You were born in 1969.
Carry on.
Essentially, it's another new craze, and it's taken off of those people from Essex and the Geordie Shore.
Oh, yes, I've heard of her.
Yes. Big stars.
Geordie Shore, she's correct.
Yeah. Coming in next week.
Yeah.
Covering for you. But essentially, you're shaving your hair, the sides of your hair.
Yeah.
But then sticking that hair back on the top of your head where you're receding.
Right.
I don't know why either.
So, but... I mean, you could technically just get any old hair off like a barber's floor or something. You go around Tony and Guy, you just sweep that up, stick that. But you've got to, that's got to be done professionally, hasn't it? You can't just stick your own hair to your head; it'd look ridiculous.
I'm not sure.
I mean, it's like a head merkin.
Do you reckon you prit stick it on?
Which, by the way, is a good name for a band. If anyone's looking for one,
I'm not.
John Peel would have introduced them. Listen to BBC Radio. What? It's John Peel. Here's a brand new single from Head Merkin. So what do you do? You shave. So, I mean, I will admit to you, and you won't have noticed this, but I am starting to thin on top.
I have quite a good perspective of the top of your head.
Because you're quite tall.
Because I am. Yeah. And you're very small.
Yeah, and it is thin. I mean, it is thinning. That's fair, but that's fine. I'm not, you know, at some point, you know, that's... I'm interested in it. You can get a clip-on man bun as well.
I've seen these.
Yeah, so I'm thinking to get one of those. Or I could borrow your Jewish hat thing.
Don't want to go into the car.
There you go. I could just stick that on.
That'd be good.
Yeah, can I borrow that? Yeah. I could glue hair to that.
You could.
Are you allowed to do that?
I don't see why not.
Fine.
Yeah.
And then I could glue hair to that and then wear that.
I think that'd be a great idea.
I could just convert. Can you convert me?
Yeah, definitely.
Right.
I'll give you the prayers after. and then we'll go through the other processes that we usually do when we're 8 days old.
I've changed my mind. Right, so this is your own hair. You shave the side of your head and you glue it to your own head.
Yeah, and someone said for me the hair system is 100% easier to maintain than my normal hair. Used to have my hair cut once a week, but now I only need to do it once a month.
I might do this. I want a hair system.
Yeah, should we
use like your downstairs hair? You know, like people, the fashion these days is to manscape, isn't it?
Yeah,
to groom. One's genitalia, right? Could you technically take that hair? Oh no, you'd end up looking like Cornelius because he's got pube hair on his head. Yeah,
and it's not the best look.
No, it's not.
But that hair does continually grow.
Yes,
which is handy, so you'd never run out.
Yeah,
and also I don't know if you'd grey that old either.
Would look a bit. You can make it. That could be a fashionable thing, though. A man bun made of downstairs hair on one's head. That could become a fashionable thing.
Start it, right?
Yeah.
You tweet it out.
Yeah.
I'll retweet you.
Yeah, thanks, mate.
So, to support you.
Yeah.
And then I think with the huge following that Talk Radio have, the huge following that you have, it will grow and it will become the 2017 craze.
There you go. Gonna do it. Start it here.
There's another new craze which won't catch on.
Go on.
This should never catch on. But there's a footballer who sparked outrage after blacking up in fancy dress for his Christmas party.
Oh, God. What made you think that was a good idea?
No one should ever do this. It's not a good idea.
Not in this day and age?
No. It was never a good idea.
It was a good idea in the 1970s when it was fine. Because it was on the television in the Black and White Minstrel Show and everyone assumed it was fine then, didn't they? It was on the television. It was one of the most watched Saturday night. They should bring that back, like, Strictly. Shouldn't they?
They have to revamp it, though.
Because Come Dancing was an old thing.
Yeah.
Came back, very successful. Bring back the Black and White Minstrel Show, but with none of the blacking up part.
Yeah. Pitch it.
Yeah. I'm going to put my puby man bun on, and then pop down to the television centre and go, I've got a great idea for a programme. It is diversity, yes.
Yeah.
Sort of. Yeah, all right. So what did he do?
He blacked up for his Christmas party.
And what's been the fallout from this?
Well, it's stupid. He tweeted, "Great Xmas, do with the boys. Level fancy dress completed." I mean, it's Tranmere striker James Norwood.
Is it?
I know you're not the biggest football fan.
No.
But I've never heard of him.
No, neither have I. Then again, I've never heard of Tranmere either, so what do I know?
That's a place.
Yes, it is.
Correct. I've never been.
Of course you haven't. You never leave North London.
No.
That's the end of the paper review.
That was good.
Because we've run out of time. Matt, thank you very much for doing the diversity paper review today.
Thank you.
Reminders of your diversity.
I'm Jewish. Mary Hanukkah.
Yeah, thank you. I've changed my mind. I don't want to be Jewish anymore. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Christmas on Talk Radio.
You still offer a present for your missus?
Yeah, we'll get you talking.
Merry Christmas.
We don't know you. We don't know how far you can swim, how high you can climb, or how quickly you can put together a rifle. We don't know how fast you can run, how well you can drive, or if you can think on your feet. We don't know how strong you are, how confident you are, or what you're capable of. But then, neither do you. Yet. If you join the Army, together we'll help you become a better you. Search Army Jobs. Army. Be the best.
Divorce. It affects every part of your life. You, your family, your home, your finances. If you're a man facing divorce, perhaps one you don't want, the situation becomes even more complicated. At times like these, you need a professional you can trust. Cordell & Cordell, one of America's largest divorce law firms now in the UK, is dedicated to helping men in matters relating to divorce. Call now on 0330 6060 161 or visit cordellcordell.co.uk. Office in Central London. A partner men can count on.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
At exactly 3 o'clock, good afternoon, I'm John Holmes. It is Thursday. It is the 22nd of December. Here's Victoria with its news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, two guilty of deadly crash, woman and child die in house fire, and the Queen is feeling better.
Talk Radio.
A haulage company owner and a mechanic have been found guilty of manslaughter over a tipper truck crash in Bath, which killed four people. The 32-ton lorry had faulty brakes and should never have been on the road when it happened in February last year. The driver has been cleared of all the charges he faced. Detective Chief Inspector Richard O'Cone has given a statement outside Bristol Crown Court.
What was uncovered was a truly shocking picture of a company culture with complete disregard of safety and maintenance. This was a company with a very casual attitude towards safety.
Sian Vaughan's husband Steve died in the crash just 6 months after they got married.
Just completely lost, really. Like as if you've had your right arm or your left arm chopped off and there's that piece that's just missing. I think a spark has definitely gone out in my heart, even though he's always in there.
The main suspect in the Christmas market terror attack in Berlin is still on the run. German media reports claim Anis Amri's fingerprints were found on a truck which was used to drive into crowds, killing 12 people. A woman and child have died after becoming trapped in a house fire in Essex. Fire crews were called to a property in Braintree last night but were not able to reach them. The Queen and Prince Philip have travelled to Sandringham for Christmas by helicopter. They were due to take the train to Norfolk yesterday but cancelled their annual trip because they both have heavy colds. And whisky sales have helped to add more than £100 million to public funds. The latest figures show a tax on spirits, including whisky, for the year to the end of October, contributed £101 million. It takes the yearly total raise to around £3.2 billion.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Blustery wintry showers across Northern Ireland and Scotland. Drier, brighter and less windy elsewhere. Highs of 9 degrees.
Any news of Storm Barbara?
I don't feel like chatting about Barbs just yet. Maybe at 5:30. Because that's when I think about tomorrow. That's when I rewrite the weather.
Well, when Storm...
She's coming to Scotland.
When?
For Christmas. Like that annoying relative you don't really want to see.
Okay. So, Victoria there with the... Whatever that was. Cornelius. You just made a tummy noise.
I did, sorry.
I'll be really honest. What's just happened, right? During that entire bulletin, Cornelius... Hello, Cornelius.
Hello.
...has just eaten a massive plate. A massive plate of stinking curry.
He shoveled it in.
I watched him do it. And he was... It was like...
Mmm. Delicious leftover takeaway curry.
That was, I mean, that was some plate of curry you had there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the takeaway packs, packaging they give you, it was so crammed full, there was no space left in it. So, just to give
it
listeners
when
know,
it
my,
out,
an idea of
it
how much
came out
there.
As a perfectly formed brick.
Because it was compressed.
Have you just seen a brick of
a
curry?
A brick's worth of curry.
Yeah.
God.
Are you jealous?
I'm a little bit. You know when you went grey when you ate all that ham?
Mm-hmm.
You've gone curry now.
I think he just needs to wipe his mouth.
I bought tissues for that.
Okay, good.
Right then, while Cornelius has a food baby, we will go live to Ben. Put your cutlery down.
He's just got one mouthful left.
All right, eat it, go on.
Oh, that sounds horrible.
God's sake. You know we're on the radio, right? You know this is your job. I say job, I mean that implies you get paid, but you know what I mean.
Sorry?
Have you finished your lunch now?
I do it talk sport all the time.
Whatever. Right, let's go to Ben, who has the pre-recorded sport, live from an elves Christmas party.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Chelsea boss Antonio Conte says coach Steve Holland leaps to join England with his blessing, but admits it's a shame he's going. He's been appointed assistant manager to Gareth Southgate and will combine his club and country commitments before joining the FA full-time next summer. Having managed his native Italy, Conte knows Holland couldn't turn England down.
It's a pity to lose him, I must be honest. But also, I can understand him for his choice because this type of situation can arrive only once in the life.
Tottenham captain Hugo Lloris has ended speculation about his future by signing a new long-term contract. The French goalkeeper is now committed until 2022. Finally, England skipper Alistair Cook has been named as captain of the International Cricket Council's Test Team of the Year. It's despite Cook leading his country to just one victory in their last eight matches and his future in the role coming under question recently. Joe Root, Johnny Bairstow and Ben Stokes are also named in the side, while Josh Butler in the one-day selection. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Ben there with the pre-recorded sport live from an Elves Christmas party. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's time for the big debate. So, as Prince Charles speaks out about the dangers of religious persecution, and obviously we, religious persecution, Dutchy originals, do hope your cold gets well, mother, probably fly in a helicopter, Sandringham, and make it all better. Yes. Anyway, we thank Prince Charles for his intervention, and we're pleased to announce, this is breaking news on Talk Radio, in the last 5 minutes, thanks to Prince Charles speaking out about it, and just in time for Christians as well, at Christmas time, religious persecution has stopped. And yeah, how timely is that? I mean, as I was saying, time for Christmas, celebrated by Christians, of course, the ones who killed all the heretics in the Middle Ages and murdered all the Muslims during the Crusades. But thanks to Prince Charles, centuries of religious murder is at an end. I mean, if only now he would speak out about the dangers of catching a cold and his mum will get properly better. Now, Prince Charles's critics say, of course, that he should wind his neck in and not speak out about such contentious subjects. And wind his neck in and his ears as well. Wind his ears and his neck in, say his critics. Now, on the line, listening to that also with ears, which can only be a coincidence, is Rupert. Good afternoon, Rupert.
Good afternoon, John. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Thank you so much for calling in to Talk Radio. Now, you heard me say wind his neck in there, but as it's spelt the same as the word wind, you've called in because you, and I think I'm right in saying, you've told our researcher that you despise wind, you hate wind, you want an end to wind, you're part of the anti-wind lobby.
Yes, I am part of the anti-wind lobby. Yes, frankly, it blows. Wind should be outlawed. lock wind up and throw away the key.
Yes.
I've had problems with wind for several years now. It causes me issues like discomfort,
yep.
bigotry, and calling radio shows Willy and Nilly.
Yes.
The first problem I had with wind, right, I was walking down the street, and it blew me over and winded me, which, you know, is kind of a double whammy, isn't it?
It is, I suppose, yes. Yeah.
Painful.
Right. Now, OK, my question to you... Well, let me bring in Matt first. Matt's called in as well. He's been on the line. He's listening to you saying that. Good afternoon, Matt.
Easy now. What are you saying, bro?
Yeah, fine. So, now, look, the Rupert there, is against wind. And I'm right, aren't I, Rupert, when I say you want to see wind trapped? You want trapped wind?
Yeah, as being against the wind, I would say yes.
Yeah, there you go. So, Matt, you think that's nonsense? You think we need wind? You think wind is still relevant? Wind is a good thing, right?
Yeah, that's crazy, man. Wind gives us so much joy in this life, man. We can only enjoy wind for what it is, and what it is something splendorful. Because, like, when it blows through your hair, or, like, if it comes at the right angle and it goes between, like, a poster and a wall, and it makes a whistle. But you want to know what my favourite thing about wind is, John?
Hang on, let me just decide. Do I want to know that?
I'm not sure I want to know.
No, he didn't ask you.
I know, but I just thought I'd give my opinion.
Shut up.
That's why I'm on
here. Shut up.
Why?
Yeah, I do want to know, actually, Matt.
Oh, great. Wicked. I'd love to tell you, bruv. Look, sometimes it can save your face and sometimes save your life. When I was in the playground the other day, chirping up some fit girl,
yeah?
I was talking to her and I had to, like, you know, escape a bit of gas from my rear end, if you know what I'm saying,
yeah?
And then luckily, at the exact right moment, this gust of wind came and blew the bad smell away, and the girl had no idea I just did a guff right in front of her face.
It's interesting you should say that, and I'm going to tell you why straight away. I don't know if you've heard about these trials they're doing in Sweden, Matt and the Rupert.
Well, I have been on donkey
training. I'm all over them trials, bruv. Bring it to me. Preach, bruv.
I'm going to preach it now. What they've done in Sweden, because they like you, Rupert, they were against wind in terms of the blowy outside wind, and like you, Matt, they did a swap. They agreed to do a swap in Sweden, and they replaced human wind with... Well, wind, right? And it was a straight swap.
Wind for farts?
Yes. They swapped the two. So what happened was, when someone did a blow-off, it damaged a building. And this was early on in the trials. And trapped some workers on an oil rig. And also the weather smelled. Now, what I'm saying to...
Smoking as well, because that could cause some accidents.
Yeah, we'll perhaps touch on that. But what I want to know is, do you want... Rupert,
I ain't touching that, bro.
Stop it. Rupert, do you want weather that can smell?
I'd like, yes, that's fine. Weather that can smell, basically. I know what the weather is just by sticking my nose out the window.
Yes, but my point is it smells of anal gas.
Well, I love anal gas.
Right.
Anal gas is marvellous. Anal gas is marvellous. You know, each to their own and all that, but if I can get as much anal gas...
Yes, but I thought you were against it.
Wind, the blowing wind.
But you're okay with human wind.
The smell is lovely, but the wind itself.
Oh,
blowing it.
Oh, I see. Right. Okay. Well.
Do you see?
Well, all right then. Okay. Well, you've heard the phrase. It's an ill wind that could blow nobody any good. Right.
I'm aware of that.
Yes. Right. So if you get rid of wind, the question is, what will blow nobody any good?
Well,
I know someone who could do that. If you like?
Go on then. Who?
No. I'm just wondering...
Just chuck me your email address, bruv. I'll send you a details.
Fine, I'll give you my email address and give you a link.
Anyway, look, is the question here, Rupert, one of racism? Because you phoned a talk radio station, and that, to me, smacks of racism.
Yes.
Is the problem...
Yes.
Foreign wind. Is that what you don't like? Let's get...
Yes.
Let's cut to the nitty-gritty.
Nitty-gritty.
Let's cut to it, because I think you don't like foreign wind. I think you don't like foreign wind because, like, it comes from other countries. It blows in, doesn't it? And you don't like it coming over here, blowing our patio furniture over, do you? You don't like it, Rupert?
Taking our pollen, yes.
You don't like it?
No.
You're a wind racist, aren't you? Aren't you? Admit it.
No, I don't like wind that comes from abroad. No.
No.
That's all. They should have borders up.
And you want it to go, you want to send it back, don't you?
I'll tell you another point, though, John. I was hearing recently that they have these things called wind farms.
Yes.
I mean, why would anyone want to breed wind? I mean, I say you should destroy wind humanely when it's just a breeze.
Matt, do you want to come back in on that? Wind farms.
Yeah, I'd love to, man. Look, wind farms are boom. I love wind farms. I've got one in my garden. And about foreign winds, yeah, I know people that can ship in the best winds from all over the the world. They bring it in jars through customs, and they can sell it well cheap for you. Thirdly, when you're talking about smelly winds, I live near a cookie factory, There's a cookie factory down the road from me in Harsden. And every now and then, when I've been a good boy and God is on my side, he'll blow a gust of wind from the cookie factory over to my house, and I just smell, I bask in them cookie juices, bro.
A cookie factory? What's a cookie?
Mate, you don't like foreign stuff, so I'm not even going to start with you.
I want to talk about wind farms, because wind farms is a very controversial subject. Now, let's be clear what wind farms are. Now, wind farms are farms where wind is farmed, and cruelly often, because, of course, what you have is wind...
Caged wind.
Exactly. Wind kept in cages so small the wind can't even turn around. And they force-feed the wind, don't they, with weather, by putting funnels in the wind's beaks. And they force weather down it to enhance the wind and fatten the wind up. And that's not right, is it? It's not right, Matt.
They import cheap wind as well. They import cheap weather to do that from abroad. And like, that's not right, because you're not giving wind the rights it deserves. Because wind is a beautiful thing and it deserves to be free
Field. Matt, are you telling me that you're not going to have wind on Christmas Day?
Mate, I'm going to have bare wind. What are you talking about, bro? It's going to be trash, it's going to be foreign,
it's going to be organic
out of every hole, bro.
Let me just, don't talk, it's difficult if you talk over each other, we can't hear the other one's point of view. Let me just, I want to play you something, let's just have a quick listen to this, if you will.
I love you.
As the winter winds litter London with lonely hearts.
Now that's Mumford and Sons, of course. But now listen to it if we go down Rupert. If we just for a moment take Rupert's point of view, this is what you'd end up with.
As the winter litter London with lonely hearts.
That's what happens if you remove wind. Is that what you want, Rupert? Is that really what you want?
Well, I'm fine with that. I don't care. I don't listen to Mumford and Sons.
Really?
No. Who does?
Well, you just did then.
I didn't.
You did?
No.
Did.
Prove it.
Did it.
Prove I heard it. Go on.
You did, bro.
Prove I heard that. Come on. Prove it.
Well, you're just reacting to it right now.
I rest my case.
No, you don't. Because I want to play something else.
Go on, then.
I will. Have a listen to this.
Down to Gonky Park, listening to the wind of change.
There, now listen to this in Rupert's world.
Down to Gonky Park. Change.
How'd you like them apples?
Yeah, it's fine.
Disgusting.
It's fine.
No, it's disgusting, Rupert. What kind of world do you want to live in, bro? You're going to be in a vacuum, man.
Look, just because you remove the word wind from a song doesn't mean that I'm going to get upset. Does it?
Is it? Well, it's making me upset, bro.
Well, it's fine. Get upset about it,
The point of calling a radio station is to get angry and upset. That's the point of it.
Oh, is it? Oh, yeah. Shall I do that now?
Do it now!
Oh, God, why? Why did you remove the word wind? How's that?
That's very good, actually. Right, we're running out of time for this debate. Matt, can you sum up the debate in one word for me?
Gas!
Thank you. And Rupert? Now do that in an angry way. And then we must leave... leave the debate. Do we need... Stop coughing. You're not the Queen. Do we need wind in post-Brexit Britain? Do we? When we've got plug sockets and ham. Let us know what you think. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes, and that is The Big Debate.
Wakey, wakey, it's Christmas!
On Talk Radio.
Ding dong, merrily on high.
We'll get you talking. 'Twas the night before... The night before, the night before Christmas. So don't miss the Lotto Christmas Eve raffle with 200 extra prizes of £20,000. Anyone can win with Lotto this Christmas Eve. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 plus.
With BMW navigation and Spotify integration as standard, the BMW 1 Series effortlessly combines information and entertainment with outstanding driving pleasure. And now the 5-door BMW 118 iM Sport is available with monthly rentals from just £239. Visit your local BMW centre. The BMW 1 Series. Pure BMW. £4,269 initial rental, 36-month hire agreement, subject to status and availability for new vehicles ordered by 31st of December and registered by 31st of March 2017. UK only, guarantees may be required. Excess mileage and other conditions apply when you return the vehicle. BMW Finance.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Through Thornaby on Tees, the southbound A19 is down to one lane on the Tees flyover because of an incident. The M6 through Cheshire is in a bit of a sorry state. The southbound side struggling towards an accident which has taken out two lanes, junctions 19 to 18 near Knutsford. And as you travel north, there's delays from around junction 15 up to 19. There's severe delays because of a broken down lorry, junction 16 to 17. And then further up, a vehicle's overturned near to junction 18. And there's delays out of Cardiff on the A4232. This is after an accident as you approach the M4, which is now to the side. I'm Joanna Adams.
This week at Lidl, get all your Christmas trimmings. We've got Brussels sprouts, just 19p. British parsnips, also 19p. Mini roast potatoes, 19p. And British carrots, you guessed it, 19p. Rudolph's in for a treat. Offer available in stores until the 28th of December. Every little thing for Christmas. Subject to availability, selected stores excludes NI.
The crazy Christmas schedule on Talk Radio. It's more confusing than a 5,000-piece jigsaw of James Whale's head.
Merry Christmas!
Julia Hartley Brewer is back at Terminator HQ, getting her Berserker Mode safety valve replaced. And it may take some time. So James Whale is standing in until she's safe for redeployment. More Whale from the presenter, less blubber from the guests.
I'm really sorry, but Sarah only has to leave now.
No, she doesn't.
James Whale in for Julia Hartley Brewer. Tomorrow morning from 10. Merry Christmas on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. I am
where
John
were you?
Holmes.
Where did you go?
I went for a wee. And now it's time for a man who knows nothing of showbiz and has no interest in showbiz. It is time for him to review the showbiz.
Going to talk at any point?
I'm enjoying this. Oh, come all ye faithful to the altar of show business and worship at the feet of Reese. He's a man from TalkSport, no interest in or knowledge of showbiz, reviews of showbiz, here he is. And we welcome him back once again. Hello, Reese.
Hi, guys, how you doing?
Yeah, we're fine, actually. Do the show business people, do they celebrate the festive time in a different way to us mere mortals, would you say?
I would say they get drunk and put it all over Twitter, I would have thought. So, yeah, just like us.
All right, they're the same?
Yes.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it? So, yeah. In that Chris Rea song, you know, they're driving home for Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Drink driving.
Yes. Yeah. When you look at the driver next to me, he's just the same. Uh-huh. That's a showbiz, because they're just the same.
Yeah, true.
That's
yeah,
nice. Definitely. Where are we starting today? I can't wait.
Kanye West has cancelled some gigs.
Has he?
Again? Yeah. Yes, again. Yeah. It's the European leg of his Saint Pablo tour, sorry.
Right.
I forgot the name of it then. It's that interesting. Yeah, he's cancelled a load of gigs because of his hospitalisation. Apparently he's feeling all right, but he needs some time to recover. But also, one source has said that he's seeing a separation counsellor. Apparently this is some sort of indication, and I don't know where they get this from, that his marriage might be, you know, a little bit on the rocks.
Right.
Yeah.
Because we've mentioned this before.
We have, yes.
And our sources that you so diligently provide.
Indeed.
There's a source.
US sources. US source. A close source.
Yeah.
And, I don't know, I was going to squeeze a ketchup joke in there, but I just...
Yeah, well, you got the word squeeze in there. That was quite
well, funny. Yeah.
We'll give you that. Yeah. And the latest, so we don't, again, there's been no official word of this. This is still the words of the source.
This is still the sources stirring.
Oh, okay. But I suppose it's a case of, I read today, by the way, that Kanye West's album is one of the top selling ones of the year.
Wow.
By the way. I just wonder if all of this constant sauciness is just really just PR for the brand, isn't it?
Possibly. Maybe. It does seem to be a frightening coincidence that he's in the news when his album's out. I don't know whether seeing that someone's going through a divorce makes you go, oh, I'll buy their album.
Mm. But I don't think cancelling gigs is part of that.
That seems like a bad PR.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you might be right.
I don't think he's going to sell more albums. Oh, I'll just buy the album instead. I don't think people are going
to
react
well,
like
if you
that.
Want to hear a Kanye song and you can't go to the gig, then technically you could go buy the album to listen to
it. Yeah, but he already had the money of the ticket sales, but he's going to have to give that back now, isn't he?
Yeah, I suppose so.
So
he could just reschedule the... I mean, I don't know. I don't know the inner workings of the mind of a pop star. It's hard for me to speculate on this kind of stuff. All I know is that his wife's got a big bottom.
Yes. Yes, and that very much is a point that they like to make as a couple.
Yeah. All right, excellent Kanye news. I love showbiz. What next have you got?
Katy Price is quitting booze.
Ah, now, yes, this is because she had a corporate gig, a personal appearance that went a bit wrong. Is that right? Doing lightness.
A corporate gig in which her and ex Dane Bowers,
yeah,
the Dane Bowers, hired them. About £13,000, I think they paid her, and she was supposed to turn up and, you know, be good for morale and
she's
just
supposed
to
host an awards ceremony.
Yes.
I think.
Yes, she was. Yeah, and she got out of her face and ended up running around the women's toilets naked, screaming at people.
Yeah, and she went out into the main hall into where everyone was having dinner and drinks or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Nudie.
Yes, she was. Yes,
and encouraged the ladies and gentlemen who were attending the event to feel her breasts.
Yeah. In the video that somebody else saw on my behalf, I don't watch videos like that online. Yeah. Just want to put it out there.
Yeah. Like she did. Actually.
Yes, she put them both out there.
Yes, she did.
Quite far as well, to be perfectly honest. But that's just what I'm hearing.
Yes.
She was basically encouraging the woman who secretly filmed her running around the toilet to cop a feel. And that was the only gist of the conversation before the swearing and the cattiness started.
So. Yeah. But the thing is, if you hire Katy Price, so the man. Who booked her was on Paul Ross's breakfast show yesterday.
Yes.
And he said, I didn't expect Katy Price to do that. And sort of was surprised. And he sort of goes, it's Katy Price. That's what she does, isn't it? She does, you know, you don't expect. What's the news? It's not news that Katy Price has got her breasts out, is it?
To be fair, she doesn't do it that often anymore. Like, she doesn't do it as her career anymore. She's more a celebrity rather than a topless model.
Yes, but now she's a topless celebrity by the looks of it.
But she's a celebrity. What does that even mean? I mean, what does a celebrity do? Celebrate? I mean, what does it... What do they...
Just appear, don't they?
They appear.
Like a Pokemon.
Yes. There's lots of Pokemon puns I could throw in there.
Yeah. I know, but don't.
I'm not gonna.
No.
I'm not gonna.
So, all right, so... So, Katy Price, £13,000. I mean, that's quite a lot of money.
It's a fair whack for turning up and getting drunk. If I'd have known, I'd have probably subbed her, to be fair, given her the night off. I'd have got drunk and got topless in the bathroom. I did it for free at last year's Christmas party.
Yeah, well, we know, yeah. Yeah, and encourage people to grope you as well.
Not necessarily encourage, more they had no choice.
Yeah.
apparently, I was told this the next day.
Yeah, so. Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And someone else has seen the video on your behalf.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, Katy Price, we... I'm not surprised by any Katy Price story.
That Katy Price turned up, got drunk, and got her assets out.
Yeah.
To me, I'd kind of be standing there as the guy's assistant going, yeah, I saw this coming.
Yeah.
This. I don't know what he expected her to do. Did he expect her to turn up and give some sort of Churchillian speech or...
Yeah, but also it was a party thing. I mean, if you'd done it at a TED Talk...
Yeah.
I mean, I'd have...
Fair point.
You'd sort of go, all right, well, you know, maybe Katy Price giving a speech to the United Nations. She got drunk and she hoiked them out.
Yeah.
And encouraged, you know, I don't know, the former, like Kofi Annan, to have a go on them. Yeah. Or something. Then I can see that's a news story. But Katy Price just doing that's not necessarily.
Turns up at work Christmas do and reveals oneself after drink. Yeah, apparently she was originally planning to only go dry for January, but now she's not going to drink for a full year. And it's apparently taken her 38 years to realise that drink doesn't sit well with her.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, if you have enough drink doesn't sit well with any of us.
No, absolutely.
We've all done things.
Yes.
That, you know, you think, I wish I hadn't drunk that and done that and said that.
Don't think so.
Yeah.
Not everyone.
Really, Cornelius?
I can't think of anything.
Really?
No, there's loads.
Yeah, of course there is.
It's funny.
Yeah. So, all right, well, that's Katy Price. Where else in this heady world of show business are you taking us?
Rita Ora. Unfortunately not naked this time. She's just been ripped off by a load of money by scammers.
Okay, this is Rita Ora, the singer who's too orangey for crows.
Yes, far too orangey for crows.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's been ripped off of about something to the tune of £2.6 million, her and fellow investors.
Oh, that's almost the first tune she's done.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's any good. So she had all this money in a bank, in an investment fund, and... And how has this come about?
Basically, she's been ripped off by an accountant who apparently, quote-unquote, lived like a Saudi prince. So if he did, if there was an accountant that lived in a massive gold castle of some sort, you would have thought someone would have twigged him by now. But no, he's apparently ripped her and fellow investors off of quite some millions of pounds.
I see. And what's Rita Ora done about this?
Her album's coming out. Probably.
Yeah.
You know what it's like.
That's what I would have thought.
Yeah.
So what it is a bit of PR again.
Absolutely.
I'm not suggesting she hasn't been ripped off, but I'm suggesting that, you know, maybe this has got something to do with new music coming out.
Possibly.
Just hashtag just saying.
If not, and she has been legitimately ripped off, she'll need to bring in her album out to cover the costs anyway.
Exactly, yeah. Mm. But is she suing? I mean, what's the... Just, I don't care, but it's best to, you know, bring the story around full circle.
I struggled to follow it all the way to the end, but apparently police are investigating, she should be all right. I would have thought she's probably comfortable enough to get some Brussels sprouts in for Christmas. I would have thought she's all right.
I wouldn't want to see Rita Ora going without sprouts.
Absolutely.
Reese, hang around, because I know there's more showbiz.
There is indeed.
It's a never-ending stream of bile.
So much.
Bit like the film The Exorcist, when the little girl vomits green sick into the face of the vicar. It's like that, but with showbiz.
That's how I prepare for the show.
I know. So, in the next half an hour, it's Christmas time! Yeah, and that means a Paul Rossmaster Christmas special. Reese will have more showbiz. But before that, of course, just 3:30 in the afternoon, here's Victoria with the news now.
Talk Radio.
German authorities have confirmed Tunisian suspect Anis Amri's fingerprints were found in the cab of the truck used in the Berlin market attack. 12 people were killed when it ploughed into stalls on Monday night. A driver has been cleared of manslaughter over the deaths of 4 people, including a 4-year-old girl, killed in a lorry crash in Bath. But the owner of the haulage company he worked for and a mechanic have been convicted of manslaughter. The court heard the vehicle should never have been out on the road in February last year and had faulty brakes. Steve Vaughan died in the crash. His wife, Sian, has been telling us about their last phone conversation that day.
He had a call coming in, so I had to rush off the phone. And I said I loved him, and obviously he was rushing to get off the phone and he didn't get to say it back. And that was the last time I spoke to him.
Members of the Prison Officers Association have rejected an offer from the government, which included better pay and pensions. Union bosses had backed the deal, but staff in England and Wales voted against the proposals. Last month, thousands of prison officers walked out in protest at their working conditions. The Queen and the Duke of Edinburgh have left Buckingham Palace on a helicopter to travel to Norfolk for Christmas. Yesterday, the couple cancelled their plans to travel to Sandringham because of heavy colds. And in sport, Crystal Palace have sacked Alan Pardew as manager. The club have lost 8 of their last 10 Premier League games and now sit just a place and a point above the relegation zone. The weather, gales and rain across the far northwest by morning. Elsewhere will be largely dry tonight with some patchy fog, lows of 2 degrees. Tomorrow, Storm Barbara will bring wet and very windy weather from the northwest, highs of 12. There's more in half an hour.
What was with the sport news?
Because Ben didn't do it at 3, and so occasionally if there's a big sports story, I'll do it in the half past because Ben's not here to do it because he's just talk sporting at that point.
I see. All right, just checking.
I've done a little bit of sport on here before and you questioned me then as well, of which I'm sure I gave you a similar answer.
Talk Sport are delighted because they finally have something to talk about today.
Yeah, they were struggling, weren't they?
Yeah.
Struggling over there. So, all right, thank you very much, Victoria. That's great.
Bye.
Yes.
Forever.
What do you mean?
Well, just this year. It's the last one, isn't it?
Well, I'll see you in half an hour.
Yeah, but no, because I'm doing... Yeah, no, it doesn't count.
Why?
Because that's 4 o'clock. It's not in your show. It's Sam's show.
Yeah, but you'll be in here when you come in to do Sam's show.
Yeah, but bye-bye now.
All right. Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, over.
I'm not going to talk to you again. This is it.
See you later.
Happy Christmas and Merry New Year.
Right, so that's Victoria then. She had the news of 2016. There will be more news in half an hour and we'll see her again, despite what she says and thinks. Paul Rossmaster, you know the quiz. It's Thursday. It's Thursday's edition of Paul Rossmaster. Somebody from off the radio has their knowledge and patience of Paul Ross well and truly tested. That someone, find out who it is very shortly indeed, as we play a Christmas special of Paul Rossmaster. But before that, we'll talk to Reese about more showbiz.
Delaney, live at Drive on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. It's an A to Z of original afternoon entertainment with the most well-connected man in radio.
Give it some lip.
Big opinions, massive guests, all the top stories. Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
Delaney, live at Drive.
Honk if you're Delaney.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And just before we talk to Reese about more showbiz tat, Cornelius has been gathering your reactions that have been coming in. A lot of reactions coming in this afternoon, Cornelius. What are they?
Lots coming in. John, I know you can't give free advertising and such, but I'd love if you gave a quick shout-out to My Appeal for people to thoroughly clean their chimneys this year. Thanks, that's coming from Nicholas. John, it's Christmas Eve, not Adam and Steve. That's coming from a homophobe.
Thank you very much indeed. It's 3:33. It's Christmas. Reese is here. He's got the showbiz news. He's a man who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz, but still, contractually, we force him to look through it. We've already done Kanye. We have done... What else did we do? Rita Ora. And something else.
Some stuff and some things.
Yeah. So where we go? What now? What now in this glamorous, exciting, glittery world that we all love?
Well, often in these segments, you talk about sort of Rita Ora and stuff like that, but today we've got Dick Van Dyke. Apparently he's going to be in Mary Poppins 2. Apparently they're calling it Mary Poppins 2 Judgment Day. But yeah, the 175-year-old actor is going to be in the follow-up with Emily Blunt. Also another Cockney rhyming slang that we can't really bring up.
Yeah. Mary Poppins 2 Pop Harder, by the way.
Yes.
I believe he's going to
say that. I only see the working title.
Yeah, that's right. They've moved on from that. Dick Van Dyke, now famously, of course, his Cockney accent was appalling in Mary Poppins. That's what Dick Van Dyke is for.
Yep.
His name, also you can't say on the radio.
No, certainly not.
So, what has he said about the remake of Mary Poppins?
Not too much, though. He was having a nap at the time that the interviewer turned up. So he's in cryostasis, probably.
It's the role that made him. Everyone knows him for that role. I mean, Mary Poppins is such an iconic film. You might think it's weird to remake that. I don't know, it's good. But is it, I mean, it was, you know, is it ripe for an remake?
There's a lot of weird remakes out there at the moment. It just seems like new ideas are few and far between.
I think Amy Adams is very good.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you know Emily Blunt? No, who was it?
Emily Blunt, yeah. Emily Blunt's in it. Meryl Streep's in it as well, apparently.
Okay, just generally, I think Amy Adams is very good.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. Fine, just saying that. Okay, Emily Blunt. All right, I can see that. Yeah,
yeah.
Mary Poppins. So, do we know anything about it?
It's an action thriller. It's a sort of dubstep remix of it. Or something, I don't know.
No, we don't care either, do
we? No, neither do I, to be perfect.
All right, where next?
Paris Hilton.
I love these showbiz roundups, they're excellent.
Paris Hilton's teamed up with Lidl.
About time.
She's advertising her new range of beauty products, including pink hair straighteners, dryers.
Is that dryers and straighteners for pink hair?
No, they're just normal ones, but pink, with Paris Hilton's name on it.
I understand, yes.
Going for 50 quid a pop in Lidl,
yeah.
Which, I don't know, it doesn't seem like decent product placement to me.
Well, she's going to go where the money is.
She certainly is, and Lidl is where them dollars is at.
Yeah.
They've just opened one in my hometown, so... They're doing well.
That's good.
Yep. What, the town that your parents own because they're very rich? Bromley?
No.
Has Paris Hilton had a range of things before? I mean, it's a kind of standard showbiz thing to do, is have a range of something. Clothes.
Tapes.
Yeah.
Hotels.
Yeah. She has got a range of hotels.
Yeah, it's her father's.
Yeah, it will be hers one day, won't it? Which makes you wonder why she needs to have a range of pink hair dryers.
Yeah. But he's probably told her to go out and get a job in a shop.
Did you ever see that Paris Hilton sex tape? Oh, did someone you know see that Paris Hilton sex tape?
Somebody saw it on my behalf and gave me the annotated notes.
Fair enough.
Technique shoddy, but, you know, it was quite some time ago.
It was, yeah.
Yeah.
Great, so we've done Paris Hilton. anyone else?
just the line "Done, Paris Hilton" made me laugh.
Yeah.
Richard Marx.
Richard Marx.
Yes, the soft rock singer as
from out of Off of the 80s.
From Out of Off of the 80s.
Wow.
Yes. He's helped subdue a passenger aboard a plane. He said that the staff weren't able to handle him. They didn't even know how to use a taser. But yeah, he was right there. He was so Richard Marx has basically taken the security guy's taser and given this passenger one in the back, and then helped.
It's not that Paris Hilton sex tape.
Yeah, and then tased him.
And then tased him. He didn't want to go straight in with the taser.
So this is Richard Marx, but famous for "Right Here Waiting," of course, his song.
Yes.
Which he wrote in an airport lounge following delays. Yeah. But I think for me, Richard Marx wrote one of the best songs of the 80s, which of course tells a story. Now, Richard Marx, he's trying to play the hero now, but let's not forget he murdered someone.
Oh, yeah, that thing.
You know, like, okay. And here's the evidence of how Richard Marx murdered someone. I actually love this song.
Yeah?
I like it, Reese, because it tells a story.
Yes.
It's a song that tells a story about how Richard Marx killed someone called Mary. This is called Hazard.
My mother came to Hazard when I was just 7. Even then, the folks in town said the prejudice dies. That boy's not.
Actually, to be fair, we haven't really got time to listen to all of that. But it's interesting that he had prejudiced eyes and that boy's not right. You heard the line there.
Yeah.
He wrote that about Cornelius.
Oh, okay.
Whose eyes aren't right at all.
You're not prejudiced.
Yeah, you are. You are, mate. Yeah. But no, so Richard, I'm good. I'm glad Richard Marx is back. Back.
Stabbing people in the back with tasers.
I don't mean he's back. It's a comeback.
It might
it's
be
not
PR.
A
it might have a new album. It might have a best of, which is just this song and the other one over and over again.
Yes.
Yeah. But he used to walk down by the river. He used to walk down by the river. Yeah, listen to Talk Radio in the afternoons. Reese, thank you very much indeed for your showbiz roundup there.
Cheers, mate.
Ending on Richard Bloody Marx. We'll have a game of Paul Rossmaster next. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
We've got Christmas all wrapped up.
You will not be getting a tattoo for Christmas.
Yeah.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Don't miss the radio show that's opening doors for property investors right across the UK. Home Rule with Martin Roberts in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to achieve your dream home or develop your property portfolio, get expert advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
So Tiz, Charlie, how do you see the game going this weekend?
I think we're going to see a few big challenges. Cards and lots of corners.
And if they defend anything like your Walsall side, Merce, at least 5 goals.
Steady on.
Do it your way with Sky Bet. Combine your hunches on all televised Premier League games with the all-new Requester Bet. See it, build it, back it on the Sky Bet app right now. Sky Bet. That's betting better. 18 plus, gambleaware.co.uk. Max 4 selections from 7 markets. T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Through Thornaby on Tees, the southbound A19 is struggling because of a police incident on the Tees flyover. It's open, but it's down to one lane. There's a big queue on the M6 south through Cheshire after a number of problems between 19th and Uxford and 18th and Middlewich. One lane is still closed. The northbound delays past Stoke are breaking up, but it is still quite busy. Somerset's A38 through Rumwell is currently blocked both ways near to Stone Gallows by an accident there. And there's also northbound delays on the M5 in Somerset because of works around Junction 23 for Bridgewater North. I'm Jarena Adams.
This week at Lidl, get all your Christmas trimmings. We've got Brussels sprouts, just 19p. British parsnips, also 19p. Mini roast potatoes, 19p. And British carrots, you guessed it, 19p. Rudolph's in for a treat. Offer available in stores until the 28th of December. Every little thing for Christmas. Subject to availability, selected stores excludes NI.
The upside down world of the Crazy Talk Radio Christmas schedule continues with George Galloway in for James Whale. Because Whale's in Julia Hartley Brewer's regular slot. Because
because she's off on a bear wrestling holiday in the Ural Mountains or something. George Galloway in for James Whale. Same firebrand fury, same rebel heart rhetoric, same slight smell of burning. Two very different dudes. Weeknights with Galloway, tonight from 7. Merry Christmas on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio, just as you'd imagine, given that bit of production that we played out there. It would be weird if you were listening to a different radio station and they played that out now, wouldn't it? The news is quite interesting this afternoon. There's a lot of it. The royal family, the Queen, the Elizabeth of the Elizabeth and the United Kingdom and the Commonwealth, and the Prince of the Philip of the Edinburgh are on their way to Sandringham in a helicopter. You'll remember they weren't going to Sandringham yesterday because they'd caught a heavy fog. That fog has now cleared. They are on their way to Sandringham.
They
to
must
spend
be there
Christmas.
By now.
They probably are, Cornelius.
Where is Sandringham?
In Norfolk.
Yeah, I'm going to say it. I don't know for sure, but I'm going to say they're there.
Oh, you heard it here first. That's breaking news here on Talk Radio. Now, the news, though, is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around. That's why I just guess it.
I know. Many people can't, Cornelius, to be honest. But it's all right, because we're here to help, as ever, by taking the day's news and analysing it through the medium of Japanese poetry. It's obvious, really, when you think about it. Five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables again. We present the news in haikus.
Fifths of 20. 5-year-olds won't own house. Thank God I'm 24.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio in the aforementioned afternoon. I'm John Holmes, and it's time to play this week's edition of Paul Rossmaster. That's right, it's radio's least favourite quiz. And playing today, having her knowledge and, I'll be honest, her patience well and truly tested, is Ariel Free. Hello.
Hello.
Hello there.
That was an epic way to start.
Wasn't it, though?
Yes.
Wasn't it, though? Welcome. Like it. Welcome to Paul Rossmaster, by the way. For those that may not know, tell us who you are and what you do.
Well, I am a presenter.
Correct.
I do the weekend breakfast show on ITV called Scrambled, so I technically wake up the nation and its children.
Yes.
At the weekend.
Yes.
So this is me after the watershed. Basically.
Yes, basically, yes. You could never work again after this. I'm just warning you now.
Okay.
But how are you? What are you doing for Christmas and stuff?
I'm staying in London. I'm covering everyone at Virgin Radio. So
yeah.
I'm moonlighting in every position. I'm doing breakfast, weekend, Boxing Day. That's what I'm doing.
Are they just shifting you around
just
to see what happens?
I'm the only person that apparently is in the radio land who's available to do Virgin Radio.
What
so they're
sort
just putting
of
me on every show.
Idiot to you.
I know.
I've been sitting in for Edith Bowman on Breakfast on Virgin all this week.
Yes, how's that been?
It's tiring because it's breakfast, isn't it? You have to get up early. It's fun, but it's absolutely fine.
Yeah.
But I wasn't going to do over Christmas. I mean, I'm not mental.
I know. Oh, so it's your fault then, because
yes.
I'm doing breakfast
yeah.
over Christmas.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
You're welcome.
Cheers.
Good. All right, now, here's what's going to happen, right? So, there are three questions
mm-hmm.
pertaining to the Talk Radio full set breakfast presenter, Paul Ross.
Yes.
Mostly A, B, and C answers.
Okay.
And all you've got to do is answer the questions.
Okay.
That's how a quiz works. what you're looking for are some points.
Okay.
If you get some points, that will put you at the top of the leaderboard
oh, yes.
with everyone else that's ever played.
Okay, wicked.
That's how it's going to go. So let us play this week's edition of Paul Rossmaster. With Ariel. Off of Virgin, all of the programmes over Christmas. Question number one. Christmassy Christmas story news now, and the festive period will doubtless see several showings of the Christmassy Christmas classic novel slash film adaptation of Charles Dickens' classic work, A Rossmas Carol. It follows the story of mean old talk radio full set breakfast host Paul Ross, who on the night before Christmas is visited by the ghosts of three ghostly radio presenters. The first, a spectral Sir Terry Wogan, shows him a radio of Christmas past when Radio 1 presenters were seemingly getting away with all sorts. The second visitor is the ghost of presenters present, which really puts the willies up Paul Ross. And the third is the ghost of Christmas future, which is all a bit uncertain since News UK took over. Next morning, grouchy old Paul Ross wakes and instead of being all bar humbug, throws the windows to his radio studio wide and shouts happily, "Fetch me the largest turkey that talk radio has ever seen!" Which is when Johnny Gould and Ash turn up. Coincidentally, I should add. But A Rossmas Carol isn't the only radio-based Christmas story slash film. Name the other one, Ariel. Is it A, Santa Claudia Winkleman, the movie?
Okay.
Is it B, It's a Wonderful Vine? Radio 2's Jeremy Vine meets an angel with whom he discusses the issues of the day, plays some great music and turns his life around. Or is it C, A Muppet Julia Hartley Brewer?
Just because I love the bangs on the lady, I'm going to go for A.
Santa Claudia Winkleman the movie.
Santa Claudia Winkleman the movie. That is a movie I need to see.
Is the right answer.
Yes!
Here's question number two. Christmassy Christmas song news. And this week, you are, whether you like it or not, going to be subjected to the classic Christmas song, The 12 Days of Rossmas.
Oh.
In the song, talk radio full set breakfast presenter and successful contestant on this week's BBC Two edition of Celebrity University Challenge, Paul Ross, is sent 12 gifts by his lover. But gift-wise, what out of the following possibilities is the correct answer to this question? Is it A, 8 dogs are dogging? Is it B, 9 cats are meow-meowing? Meow-meow being the recreational drug favoured by cats. Cats who go dogging. Or is it C, talk sports Hawksby and Jacobs in a pear tree? K-I-S-S-I-N-G.
Just because I like the reference to cats, he's going to go meow-meowing, so B.
B, meow-meowing, is the right answer.
Yes!
Oh, good. Okay, final question. Christmassy Christmas music time now, so get your festive balls around this. Well, that was, of course, the 1974 seasonal smash hit A Wumbling Merry Christmas by the Wimbledon-based waste disposal slash recycling operatives, the Wumbles. Here's your unrelated question. Christmas is a time for disruption. And this time last year, hundreds of commuters were trapped inside full set talk radio breakfast presenter Paul Ross after he broke down due to heavy snow. His engines failed as he left the cold air of BBC Radio London and entered the warmer air of talk radio, and it led to anyone riding him to be evacuated via his service tunnels. Here's your question. Name 5 types of snow.
Five types of snow. Okay. Yellow snow.
Yes, good. Good start.
Icy snow.
Right, good.
The snow that you get in the South Pole.
Yes, I'm going to have to put a timer on you now.
Alaskan snow.
Yep.
Inverness snow that stopped me from getting to Scotland this week.
Yep.
And Arctic snow.
No, none of those are right. Oh. This is what I had written on the card. Name 5 types of snow. Channel 4 newsreader John.
Oh, God.
I would have also allowed John from Game of Thrones. Patrol.
Oh, I got this wrong.
Frosty the Man.
Yes, Snowman.
Business like show business.
Yes.
And The Whale, the indie band. Snower and the Whale.
Snower and the Whale.
Yes.
Yeah, that's awesome band.
That's what I had written on the card.
Yes, okay. I took that question completely wrong.
Yeah.
Can I not even get out half a point for yellow snow?
I'll give you half a point for yellow snow.
Thank you.
All right, but remember, you're looking for some points.
Okay, some points.
Okay. So, that's the quiz over. And now I need to default to the angry northern witch who is Asprod Cass.
Okay.
Through the glass. To find out what you scored. We're going to fire up the system. There's okay. a system here okay. which works out your score. I warn you now, it's a very slow system. It's a dial-up system, so we're just going to dial up the system now. That's Kat's dialing it up for us there. Just bear with us.
Okay.
It's just a really slow system. takes ages to get in. It's like really annoying. Oh, God.
Sounds like Snow in the Wheel.
Well, that's an early B-side. Right, we're in. So, okay, so, I'm just going to type in the data. Just typing in the... How do you spell Ariel? Ariel.
A-R-I-E.
Oh, no, that's wrong.
A-R-I-E. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no. It's saying no. Say no to that.
Okay.
No.
A-R-I-E-L-L-E.
Let me try that. Yeah, that's gone. How do you spell your surname?
Free, like buy one, get one free. F-I-E-E.
Is that your real name?
That is my real name.
You've made that up.
I've not made it up.
You have. I'm going to put bog off.
Yes, do
bog. Bog. Oh. How do you spell bog off?
B-O-G-O-F.
Right. Oh, no. How do you spell dogging?
Wow. Can I just be free?
That's a rumour I'm not going to put round.
Okay. D-O-G-G-I-N-G. Yeah.
Okay, fine, hang on.
All the G's.
Oh, yeah. Okay, it's good. We're going to print the score off. We're going to print it off. Here we go. Here we go. Ariel Free. Can't possibly be her real name, but she says it is. It's an excellent name, though, isn't it? Are you from a long line of Scottish Frees?
It's quite a continental family I have.
All right.
I'm a gypsy.
Okay, good.
Scottish, Irish, Welsh,
wow.
French, German.
I'm just killing time chatting to you because the printer takes ages as well.
Yeah, I can tell that.
Yeah, it's really,
really
annoying,
live.
No. All right. Getting out of the printer. Right, there we go. Just looking at the data. Ariel Free.
Yes.
You have played Paul Rossmaster.
Okay.
You are looking for some points.
Some points. Make it a good Christmas. Come on.
If you get some points, you will go to the top of the leaderboard.
Amazing.
With everyone else who's ever played.
All I've ever wanted in life.
Ariel Free.
Mm-hmm.
For Christmas. In the Paul Rossmaster Christmas special.
Yes.
You have scored. Some points! Yeah! Ariel! 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 She's free! She's free! She's free! Come on!
Yes!
How about that?
That is the best Christmas present ever!
Merry Christmas!
It may only be second to the fact that I'm the fastest person in the world to dress in a Santa suit.
What?
I am the fastest person in the world.
Is that an actual world record?
Yeah, I won a Guinness World Record for like dressing in a Santa suit. I beat Blue Peter.
When did you do that?
I did it last weekend.
Tell
in
me
front
this.
Of the
tell
nation.
Me that's online.
Yes, yes, it's online.
Yeah.
I had to beat a record of 41 seconds.
Yeah.
I did it in 35 seconds.
Come on.
So, but this beats that.
Of course it
I
does.
Won some points.
Of course it does.
Who cares about a Guinness World Record?
This is finished now.
Is it done?
Yeah, go away.
Oh, do I have to go? Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Ariel Free there in the Paul Rossmaster Christmas special. I'm John Holmes and this is Talk Radio. Right then, indeed. It's Sam Delaney's with us now here on Talk Radio because he's on the radio in about 5 minutes' time. Hello, Sam Delaney.
Hi, how are you both?
Yeah, very well, thank you.
Is this your last day in the office?
No.
Oh, okay,
I have to do tomorrow. It's yours, isn't it? Is it?
It's mine, yeah.
How long are you off for?
I'm off. I'm back on the 3rd, although there is Santa Laney's Christmas bash on Christmas Day straight after Queen's speech, but we pre-recorded that.
Yeah, like she did.
In August.
It's a good job. It's a good job because she's got a heavy cold. And she's had to fly to Sandringham in a helicopter. So it's a good job she pre-recorded her Queen's speech. Otherwise she'd be snotting phlegm into the camera.
That's true, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so today we're just mucking around, really. Yeah. I mean, there is one new story at the top, but I'm not even going to bother you with that.
Fine.
We'll have Peter Blexley in here, super cop Peter Blexley, who comes on a lot now to our Trim Review and is just an all-round amazing guy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Once carried, I think, 3 separate identities at once. Like when he was in pretty much the UK's top undercover cop.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was living under his own name plus 2 separate pseudonyms.
Isn't that illegal?
It sent him mad, by his own admission.
Mm.
But anyway, now he's not mad anymore.
He's mad free.
Yeah. So he'll be here. We're doing a massive Back in Time. You'll be aware of Back in Time. It's our fantastically popular feature that we do every Thursday.
Yes.
Where we look back on the week's biggest stories. But we're doing a whole hour with 2 comedians, and Victoria Bourne, who lines the stories up for us.
I see.
And, yeah, that'll be loads
of fun.
Who
are the comedians?
Can't remember.
Okay, fine.
And then we're also doing... We've got all the great and the good of Talk Radio doing their predictions for 2017.
Okay.
That won't be long.
There's a load of them. Load of the great,
the good.
The great and also the good.
Yeah.
And also the appalling. I forgot to mention them. It's heavily loaded the appalling. I don't think you've done it, though, John.
I haven't been asked to do it. I don't know what that says.
You're neither great, good, nor appalling. You've got a category of your own.
What I am.
Yeah.
But I'm afraid I wasn't asked. I would have done it for you, though.
Well, anyway, various people are doing that. I don't know what they're going to say, but it'll be interesting, yeah. I'm sure. So, really, it's just going to be a whole lot of fun, and I hope everyone listens. Oh, I tell you what else. Here's another great thing.
Yeah.
Richard Wiseman, who is a fantastic TV producer, but a TV archivist. He's a TV archive nerd. He goes to all these like hidden things. He's obsessed with British TV from like the 70s and 80s and 90s. He's doing an alternative Christmas TV guide made up of the very best TV ever. He's done us a whole schedule that you can watch just using YouTube.
That's
so
good.
So the hand-picked best Morecambe and Wise Christmas special ever. The best Top of the Pops Christmas special ever, and so on and so forth.
Chaz and Dave?
He's pulled together... I don't know the full thing yet, but you should listen because this bloke knows his onions.
Okay.
So that's good. Anyway, that's it.
Great. Sam Delaney, then, with you for the final time this year, apart from the Christmas Day one, for Drive here. We'll be back tomorrow, however, 1 till 4 o'clock in the afternoons. I will be on Virgin Radio for Edith Bowman for the final time ahead of Christmas from tomorrow morning from 6 o'clock. Have a good evening. I'm John Holmes.
Christmas on Talk Radio.
Merry Christmas! When do we get paid?
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.